Mike Show is in the Deals in the D.com studios, heading into the weekend with Mark and Trudy and no Brandon today?
Not right now. He said maybe an hour from now. It'll be a surprise.
Okay. Well, just like he got surprised with an illness in the household this morning. So, a little drama, nothing too serious. Looks like
sometimes
gonna be okay.
Sometimes life gets in the way.
Yes, it does.
I was a sausage.
I was momentarily really excited because I saw this headline. Parents accused of child abuse for letting six-month-old water ski. Now, of course, I'm most angry that they said for letting six-month-old water ski because he's not water skiing.
Wait, yeah, to let him, that's implying, too, that he's
that he
like,
actually water skied.
Or that he wanted to. Like, Mom, Dad, can I go water skiing? Like, all right, we'll let you go.
Wait a second. They have a picture of the kid being pulled up, like he was actually pulled up.
Is that a Photoshop?
Looks. Oh, it does look fake. Look at the head.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I first heard the story, 6 minute water skiing, I pictured a kid, you know, getting pulled up by a boat that's floored it. And the six-month-old gets up real easily, and he's just skiing along. Maybe he drops a ski and slaloms. I mean, who knows? He's so good. He's six-month-old. He's already water skiing.
He can't walk, but he can water ski.
Exactly. It turns out to be completely fake. It's a narcissistic
baby
with overbearing parents, and the whole thing was maddening. He is not water skiing. He's on a training ski. I've never seen a contraption like it in my life.
No. If I could water ski on it, then he's not water skiing.
Oh, and it's what, like 6 inches of water or something?
Really? It's not even like deep water?
It didn't look deep. It wasn't his dad walking
His dad was in the water. It's like up to his knees, and then he hops on something, and this kid is not water skiing. The boat's idling at best. It's going so slow the father can keep up with it, walking through water.
I think I'm more impressed with that squirrel that water skis, to tell you the truth.
And he wants to be there.
The squirrel that tours America to go to boat show to boat show.
Oh, God. People really wanted to see him, too.
Oh, I'd see him. I was
excited about the squirrel.
Would you rather see that squirrel or that kid water ski, Trudy?
I'd rather see the squirrel.
I'd rather see the kid so I could yell at him for for false advertising.
So you can bully him?
It's total BS. Somebody needs to take him to task. Anyway, the headline is, parents accused of child abuse for letting six-month-old water ski. And I was all excited about it. Like, yes! Take that brat down! With the parents! And then,
I like that baby.
And then it looked like it was really not a story, and I couldn't find the abuse part. And I started getting angry, like, what is it? I thought we were really going to take this kid to task. What's going on? And then I found it again. Let's see. The video went viral, especially after Barstool Sports shared it on their Instagram page, where millions of people watched it. Plenty of those viewers decided to shame Tyler and Mindy, the parents.
Uh-huh.
Among the comments were things like, this child is far too young to be on the water unattended, is in real danger of drowning or letting go and seriously hurting himself.
Boy, letting go.
The boat is going so slow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
Yes, you're an adventurous family, but this isn't okay. So many things could have gone wrong. It's not cute just for likes. And then, so dangerous and stupid. And he looks scared and unsure.
Did he look scared and unsure? He looked like he was unimpressed by it.
It looked like he made a boo-boo in his diaper is what he looks like to me.
Sure, I think it's fair to assume that he did.
Yes.
He was in no danger whatsoever, and it showed. He was not nervous. He wasn't the least bit worked up.
And he had no skill.
No. There was no skill required. Holding onto the bar was the skill. If a six-month-old can hold themselves up, then they can water ski on this person, according to this adult.
Baby looks so bored on that thing, man. He's terrible for him, too.
One person went so far as to call it child abuse, while others used words like reckless and irresponsible. Rich's parents defended their actions, explaining... Wait, they had to explain their actions on Good Morning America? The boy was wearing a life vest?
Had to. Had to explain it. Yeah, right. They got a free trip to New York. And I'm sure everybody loved it. I'm sure Robin was just so impressed.
They defended their actions, saying that the boy was wearing a life vest strapped onto small footholds. So he wasn't just worming his way like you do with a water ski.
I'm glad Brandon's not here yet, so we can't defend this baby like he was the other day.
He was strapped in.
Yeah.
They added the boat was pulling him, going just 5 miles an hour.
He's a passenger.
That's not water skiing. Nobody water skis going 5 miles an hour. You have to get pulled up by the rope and you have to hang on for your dear life, and then you're up. That kid did not do that. He explained, we had a separate boat out there, knowing there were 10 to 12 people, including doctors and nurses. What? That's ridiculous.
Doctors and nurses.
You don't need a doctor. Multiple doctors. No, that's a waste of first responders. That is a waste of resources, having multiple doctors and nurses there for a six-month-old who isn't water skiing.
Okay, now I'm watching that squirrel water ski. That squirrel's doing way more.
He's not strapped in.
He pulled himself up.
He's looking all around, too, like he's strategizing.
He's going way faster.
He's
going
to drop his ski.
By the way, look how big the crowd is. They love it.
You know what? He is. He's going much faster. There's an actual speedboat in front of him.
And he's sponsored by GoPro. That's the amazing thing. Brett doesn't have a sponsor.
Oh, and here's the profile. Rich and Casey, 10.3K followers because of this brat. 827 likes.
Oh, wow. Man. People love babies.
Stupid. Your comments. I would like to see the comments.
Hi, baby.
Anyway, that was tough. It was tough to go through there. A little bit of excitement.
Tough.
Although, you know, it's disappointing is that no one, although the father acknowledges it, basically, no one is taking him to task for not water skiing. That's what the kid should be in trouble the most for.
Yeah. Not that he was a passenger on a boat.
Or not that his parents endangered his life, possibly.
I love the father goes from, my six-month-old can water ski to, the boat's going 5 miles an hour. We had multiple doctors and nurses on board. I mean,
no, they didn't. I don't even believe that.
He acts as if it's an Evel Knievel jump or something. Come on. It's such bullshit. Going 5 miles an hour. He's probably exaggerating that. Oh, man. Well, since 20...
Mitch on Facebook Live says that six-month-old is obviously on HGH. That's how he's so advanced. Clearly.
He's not advanced, except in his ego. Good God.
They want my baby!
All right, we have possibly an exciting connection to make in a second, but first I want to tell you that since 2017, the Hope Not Handcuffs program has helped almost 5,000 people get the help and resources they may not have gotten otherwise. These are people struggling with a substance use disorder or addiction. It could be heroin, painkillers, cocaine, even alcohol. What else is on that drops list?
LSD, PCP, heroin?
Yeah.
What else you want to know?
Could be any of those things. Anyway.
Could be all of them.
This is a chance for someone who has this problem to go into one of 100 participating police locations and ask for help with no fear of being arrested. That is the key. The police officer will treat them with compassion, call a volunteer angel that will come to the police department and assist with paperwork and making phone calls to get them placed into treatment that day. And I guess they were looking for some more angels.
Yeah, it's very easy. Just go to the site and the thing right on there, it says become an angel.
If you've dealt with this problem before, you probably are an angel and you probably have what it takes. The first step doesn't need to be the hardest. There is hope. Go to hopenothandcuffs.com to learn more and make the step towards recovery. And the Hall Financial Hotline will be open shortly because we have an important call to make. Mm-hmm. And Hall Financial has mortgage rates. Well, they can go as low as 2.5, but I know we hear from a lot of people getting 3.1, 2.9, 2.8, 3.0. And when you're dropping from 3.6, 3.7, or 4, that's a lot of money saved. So people are refinancing now in record numbers. Lower your monthly payments. You might even get to skip a couple payments. Put money in your pocket. Low rates mean value, too, if you're in the market for that new home. Remember, Hall Financial Services is the fastest in the business. 19-day average on the refis. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors. Make money by saving money with Hall Financial. Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidallmortgage.com/drewandmike. Click the link on our website, too. NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial.
Listen to this brilliant idea from Jeff on Facebook Live. If I had a kid, I'd take it skydiving. Just push it right out, get some followers. Just videotape and get some followers.
Well, if you have a baby with enough ego, you probably could pull it off.
They don't know what's going on. They're just along for the ride.
Oh, this kid is so into himself already because he water skied, quote unquote. Yes. Speaking of ego, why don't we talk about the phone call we may have to make, or we do have to make, or
yeah,
we want to make?
I spoke to him earlier. I should just probably play the news story, because it's honestly, it's a very well-done news story to begin with.
Okay. The Wilton man arrested for placing a 7-foot carving of a penis on his front lawn.
I just want to say,
too. I love how he says penis. He really leans into
penis.
It.
Really, well, there's a couple weird phrases in here, but the name of the story for the news station is Statue of Limitations.
And both he and the female reporter look like the people who least want to talk about penises at that moment. They really do, don't they?
Oh, you don't think that guy's talked about his penis to her, maybe?
I don't think so.
It's possible. I think it's
carving
possible.
Of a penis on his front lawn went before a judge late this afternoon.
Jeremy Gagne is accused of public display of offensive
Boner.
Sexual material. Mark Mulholland broke the story of the arrest back in June, and he follows it up now.
I mean, honestly, that sounded like...
All right, freeze! You're under arrest for public display of a boner.
Yeah, she almost went there.
In our Saratoga newsroom.
Mark, why does she talk
that way? Good evening, Jim. Gagne was hoping the charge would be dismissed today, but it wasn't. Now, Jamie Gagne was in court early this evening pleading not guilty to publicly displaying offensive sexual material. This was related to the 7-foot carving of a penis he placed on the front lawn of his Wilton home.
So obscure the head.
I was just going to say, for those that aren't watching, that are just listening, the head is obscured, but so are the balls. Did you notice that there?
Oh, that's right.
Those balls.
So, in other words, you could show shaft cleavage if...
I guess.
You could show base. I wonder if that would be a thing. I bet you in 100 years people would be laughing at the idea. You know, there was a time when you couldn't even show base.
Oh, that's News Channel 13's decision, I suppose, who provided this audio.
Back in June. Base. Says people loved it and would stop and laugh and take pictures. The carving went up, Gagne says, as a sign of protest because he was and still is in a dispute with the town of Wilton over plans for his workshop, which the town says aren't up to code. So they'd issued a stop work order. The town and some neighbors weren't amused by the statue. State police arrested him a few days after he put it up, made him take it down, and charged him with public display of offensive sexual material. After a series of delays, Gagne was in court today to deal with the alleged code violations. He was given 30 days to show that he's making progress on his workshop, and then he was arraigned on the public display charge. He pleaded not guilty and ordered to return in a month. In the meantime, the statue is now standing in Gagne's backyard, out of view of the public. Now, outside court, Gagne told me the only thing he
that time,
wait,
did
wait, they? I thought they did. Let me back it up here.
The public.
No, that's obscure. They're pixelated.
Court, Gagne told me the only thing he'll accept is an adjournment in contemplation of dismissal. The charge carries a maximum sentence of a year in jail or a $1,000 fine.
A year in jail.
I'm Mark Mulholland. Jim and Benita, back to you.
Thank you, Mark.
That's quite a cut, Mark.
Oh, man.
How do you segue out of that?
Can we see just the fact that it's obscured makes me want to see the rest of the penis. I mean, not because I want to get into it or anything.
Yeah. Let me look for it.
Did you feel that way, Trudy?
It's pretty standard. Standard looking.
Standard.
Actually,
penises
though,
are like snowflakes. They're all special in their own unique way. No penis is exactly alike.
Well, okay.
All right, here's, I think I found one.
I hope all women don't feel that way. Wow.
They only stand out if they're weird in some way. That's like, oh. What?
You may be onto something there.
Oh, here's he made his own video. You want to see his own video?
Oh, sure.
Here you go.
Don't do it justice. Figured I'd give you the whole video tour.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
Of the penis.
Looks
wow,
so
that's...
They did a pretty good job.
Very taut.
Good
very,
cut.
Like
it is taut.
There she
the
is.
Tulip.
There she is.
Standing in all his magnificent glory.
That's
proudly
a,
erected.
That's a good cut.
Pointed directly our front neighbor's door.
Although the...
Fucker.
The head...
So I take it the neighbor complained.
The head should have
she
a
is.
Little
hope
more,
you enjoyed.
Wow.
A little more overhang on the head, maybe?
Get in on some veiny detail. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some girth, some veins.
This guy's really into his penis, huh?
Well, you worked hard on it.
Huh. Wow.
You pretty well covered it there.
I like this guy.
Going to jail for a year
Stone
for carving a penis?
Oh, I know. It's stupid. They just don't like that, you know, he's giving it back. He's giving him the shaft.
What is he doing in his wood shop, you know? Or
For like a living?
Yeah, I mean, what is he doing that's so, you know, requiring so many permits?
Well, I think he built, you know, like, he built a shop, so it's like an addition to your house.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to have permits for it.
Yeah,
and it sounded like the neighbor complained about that.
Nice narc neighbor.
Oh, aren't they the worst narc neighbors?
Real pain in the ass. I mean, there's two sides. There's the overly anal neighbor, you know, who's angry because you didn't put your garbage cans back the minute the people showed up to take your garbage. And then there's the person who doesn't give a shit and their house looks like crap and their yard's overgrown. And
You call the city or the police, can you just try and talk to the people first? I don't know. Maybe his neighbor did. It just, I don't know.
Well, anyway, do we have a time for him or did you say any time?
I told him 6, but if you wanted to call him early, we
could. No, that's okay. No problem. Why don't we?
We should make an army of them like that. What was that? The clay figures, the red army.
Oh, the terracotta army.
The terracotta army. You should make like an army of peni.
And then bury them so sometime in the future they can find them.
Is peni a real word?
Yeah,
I love that usage, Trudy.
What else are gonna call it? Penises? That just sounds dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty penises. Yeah, I guess isn't it penises though?
I'm sure it's penises, but peni sounds way more fun,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's so strange to think that before John Bobbitt, I mean, just think of it, that John Bobbitt would change history in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
The word penis was never said on television.
You know who was talking about? So I don't know if you ever listen, because since you don't ever listen to the Soul of Detroit, when we had Devin Scully.
I do listen to it sometimes.
Did you hear when Devin was on and talking about?
I listened for some of the Facebook because I was throwing a watch party.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
But you're talking about where news kind of left and became a little more sensationalized. Like, when did that happen? He specifically pointed to John Bobbitt.
Oh, really?
Because he's like, that story, I mean, yeah, it's a news story, but did it really need the coverage that it got?
No, it was.
No, it's sensationalism.
Well, you know what? If the penis had just been cut off, I think it would have been a big story.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it was reattached. And Bobbitt was walking around with that penis in use after having had it off his body. I mean, that was pretty incredible.
Well, yeah,
we didn't even know they could do that.
Actually, from the medical stance, it is quite the story.
It is, because it was off his body for how long before they found it?
Hours.
And it was in the gravel.
Yeah. I know, that story.
Actually, from the legal standpoint, it's really interesting, too, because she claims, you know, she was a battered woman and disputes that, and she cut his dick off. So
it had everything came together. It was like a kismet, if you will. I think that might be the third time I've said kismet on the show and in my life. Everything just made a big, and then Bobbitt, of course, no one has ever wanted to use a penis more than John Bobbitt once it was reattached. I don't know what he was like before that, but you know, can you imagine waking up though and going, what? And there's all this blood. And first of all, it's like, you know, you're thinking about dying. But I think actually I would be thinking about, where's my dick, before I'd be thinking about dying. I think I'd be more concerned
mushroom tip.
About finding it and, you know, getting to the hospital than I would be about living.
Yeah, here's actual audio.
Because I would figure I'm dead without it.
Actual audio view.
Where's my dick? Where's my dick?
And in his case, he did indeed go to the hospital and they had to find her, contact her. What did you do with it? Well, I took it and I just threw it out the window. She tells him about where she threw it out the window.
And firefighters went and got it.
Yeah, but what if they couldn't get a hold of her? What if her phone was dead?
Remember that recent documentary? Remember that recent documentary on him where
I haven't watched that.
Oh, they interviewed like the EMT at the space where they found it.
Oh, how cool
like
is that?
Gas station.
Kind of want to see that.
Back at the scene of where I found John Bobbitt's penis.
Does Bobbitt show up on that?
You know what? There's two of them, because there's one about Lorena, which I only watched the first episode of that.
I have no interest in her.
But there's another one. I think it's in the other one. I can't remember where it was.
That's what they need to do with a 7-foot penis. Put it where they found John Bobbitt's penis.
As a memorial?
As a road marker. Yeah.
The thought.
Like when they put flowers.
Except his penis isn't dead. It lived.
Well,
it recovered. No, it had a full recovery.
Well, that's why it's 7 feet and it's hard. what about, and Trudy's seen it. Trudy's actually right. seen
I saw it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You're probably one of, well, probably a lot of people have seen it, actually. Shows it to anyone. He was showing it off in anger management class, which he was expelled for. He was also showing it off on a plane, which got him in trouble on a plane.
Wow, jeez.
Couldn't show it to enough people.
Well, I mean, it is him.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's all he is, the guy with the reattached penis who's done, I mean, he's gone completely insane since then. In fact, we've lost John.
Yeah, I can't find him, can't get a hold of him anymore. We've left him messages online, and he just won't respond.
Now, we used to have his mother's number in Buffalo. Do we still have his mom's number?
I don't, no. But, I mean, we know his Facebook, and we have sent multiple messages to it. But then again, it's John, so maybe he never doesn't know that you can get messages on Facebook.
True. That's probably true.
Well, hey, tried.
What does he post? Like little, you know, butterflies and stuff like that?
Oh, well, here, I'll pull it up.
Another beautiful day, or...
You know, I feel like we should look up his mom in Buffalo. I mean, it would be... She's always very... I describe Mrs. B... She's always very put out by it, but she wants to help, and she always reveals a little something that's kind of interesting about John and his insanity.
So I haven't been to his page.
What she's
lately.
Been through.
There's his page. See him?
Oh. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got a chick in that picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's pretty good looking.
Of course she is. John has pulled amazing ass since this happened. I mean, think of all that. He was in porn for a while. I mean, he's had some really beautiful girlfriends.
Here he is sharing fake news. It's one that's being, I guess, edited or altered by Facebook.
Who is the woman with him?
Was he in a Boy Scout?
That's Amy Robach from ABC.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
They did the 2-hour special on him, he said.
Oh, I see.
Why is there a crowd behind him?
Wait, when was the 2-hour special on him?
We watched it. That was the beginning of the year, wasn't it?
It was last year?
Yeah.
That's right. That crazy thing.
I'm kind of scared as to what I might find on here.
What in the hell is he posting?
Let's see. On September 11th, he wrote, among the things most experts agree on is that narcissists never go quietly into the night. They do not simply disappear from view, but instead practice the scorched earth policy, leaving nothing but burned wreckage of relationships and sometimes reputation.
Is that him posting that? Or
no, he actually applied a source to it.
Oh.
Wait, has John been in therapy and he's now very woke from a relationship standpoint? Because he used to be, well, certainly had his problems.
Yeah, he was kind of my way or the highway kind of guy.
Yeah, he had problems with abuse in multiple relationships.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a learning curve. You get rough with a woman, she cuts your penis off, and you do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, that's pretty slow.
Well, that's John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who jumped on the Facebook Live? Brandon.
Brandon?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
All right. Hey, Brandon.
Hope you're doing well.
Does John post anything political?
That's all he posts. So here's one. Here's a post for you. You see what he says?
Nancy Pelosi's getting angry.
It's like a werewolf bat.
It's a good post. I think I might have to follow John. Years in office, Joe Biden, 44 years. Who's that in the middle?
Oh, Schumer.
Schumer, 38 years. Nancy Pelosi, 32 years.
Yeah.
We're going to fix things this time, we promise.
Okay. John should run for office, really.
Can you
be great?
See his name on a campaign
would be
sign?
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it would be John Wayne Bobbitt. He'd be awesome on a debate. here's another meme. He really likes sharing memes. It's Joe Biden, and in front of him, he's got two pieces of a puzzle of us. It's the smiley, happy face. And it says, okay, smart guy, let's see you take a crack at it.
Oh, John. Can you look up his mom?
Yeah, I'll look her up.
Look her up. Yep. And I'll mention it. It's a great weekend. God, it's a beautiful couple of days, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it's been awesome.
And people are spending their Royal Oak bucks. And, boy, great weekend to spend some more Royal Oak bucks. Because a lot of you, there's over $200,000 in Royal Oak bucks out there. So go have some fun in Royal Oak like everybody else has been. And grab a lift into town if you want. $10 off if you remember the code GO2RO. And take a lift home for $10 off too. Go to Royal Oak. And then there's the $1,000 gift card winners. Going to be a few of those. In fact, did we say how many there were going to be?
I don't know, no.
There's going to be more than one. I'll tell you that. And Saturday has been declared Downtown Day across Michigan. To celebrate, Downtown Royal Oak is doing this great giveaway. Instead of the $20 in Royal Oak bucks, you get $1,000 in Royal Oak bucks. And you know, there's so many people involved in this, you can do just about anything. Contest will be posted Friday, as in probably today, for those of you listening, most of you, at downtown_Royal Oak. To enter, post a photo to your Instagram feed of your favorite spot in Downtown Royal Oak. Just take a picture of yourself in front of the place or whatever. Hmm. Tag it at downtown_Royal Oak and use the hashtag capital M, capital I, capital D, O-W-N-T-O-W-N, day with a capital D. That's M-I in caps, capital capitalized downtown, and then capitalized day. And I don't think it matters.
I don't anyway. Know.
If you have any doubt about the instructions, we have a link on our website, and also they've got all the information for you, too. Five winners will be selected at random to get $5,000. Five winners, $1,000 each.
Whoa.
$1,000 in downtown dollars to use at participating local businesses, of which there are many, many, many. So head to Downtown Royal Oak's Instagram page to follow along and learn more. And don't forget to visit Downtown Royal Oak for Downtown Day this Saturday. And this contest, you can post your picture. You got a couple weeks. It goes till October the 11th, actually more than 2 weeks, October 11th at 11:59 p.m. And if you're a man facing divorce or custody issues, call Adam. For nearly 30 years, Adam has been helping men just like you protect your rights and get the fair treatment in the court system you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best at Adam. They've got the knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys you want. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356. Adam!
What is his mom's name? I can't even find it.
It might...
Mrs.
I know. you know what's funny? John was adopted.
Mary? Does that sound right?
Oh,
yeah, that sounds right. I don't know why.
I think she might be deceased now.
Oh.
No. Is there another Bobbitt listed?
Well, his dad died in 99, it looks like.
Let's just call any Bobbitt, because they'll probably go, oh, God, we're such a... But here's what you do. And they might know. Because don't you know every Bobbitt in Buffalo has been called?
Yeah, well, I wonder how his son's doing.
Andrew.
Oh, Drew. Yeah.
Let me see.
God, we have so much catching up to do with John, because he and Drew had actually met
at a gas station,
yes,
wasn't it?
Very briefly, and
it wasn't awkward at all.
I think it was cordial. Sounded cordial though.
Yeah, totally.
Let me see if I can find John's number. Give me a second.
Okay.
Too many things going on.
Unfortunately, that relationship just wasn't going all that well. John had a one night stand. Apparently, he was drinking a lot, and
again,
when she was deemed pregnant, John seemed really focused on the fact. He seemed very focused on the fact that she was not very attractive, and that he had had a lot to drink, and perhaps had made a very poor decision in terms of physical attractiveness. That he had lowered his scale, his very high standards, and he had had sex with a woman who was, she was larger, she was. Full-sized, whatever.
How
you
many
want to
Mandy Moores?
She was.
Mandy Moore, by the way, is pregnant.
That's right.
Does that mess Mandy up that Moores. Scale?
It does.
It does temporarily. She might have
That's
been.
That's good news for Chrissy Metz. She's yeah. the lowest she's ever been on the Mandy Moore scale.
I want to say that the girl was probably a Mandy Moore in 2/3. I mean, he was. Oh. John was quite specific. I think Mike Clark really pinned him down on it. And it sounded like he really. Was bombed, and he just wanted to have friction. I think it was really all he wanted. And wouldn't you know it, she gets pregnant.
God, that thing still functioned.
That was before it was cut off, wasn't it? Or was it? No.
No.
Wait, that was after. It was after.
Yeah.
And I guess she wasn't real impressed with John's efforts to be a father, and so she started raising a child on her own. And the next thing you know, every time we talk to John, it's like, hey, how's Drew doing? He's like, well, Drew's 7, and you know, I really haven't gotten to meet him yet. the stars just haven't lined up, you know, in terms of a meeting. And I think she was angry at John because, you know, his penis cut off, and he was basically, I mean, look at all the idiotic things that were going on. I mean, would you even tell that kid, oh, by the way, your dad is that guy, John Bobbitt, the guy that beat up a girl at the Bunny Ranch where he was a chauffeur and picked up people at the airport and ran out of gas every other time. And,
God, what a
and
great
got kicked
story.
Out of anger management for showing off his penis, which was reattached because his wife cut it off. I mean, can you imagine finding out John Bobbitt's your dad?
Oh my God.
And he's a nice person. I really think John means well.
He's had some trouble, though.
He is. He's had a checkered past.
I'm just trying to figure out what this kid's first thought was.
Oh man. And then, you know, I remember the time we talked to him. And he said, yeah, Drew just turned 21. You know, like he was real excited about it. He hadn't met him. Still hadn't met him. And then I think maybe the next year or so he met Drew. And now Drew's got to be 24, 25.
He doesn't carry the Bobbitt name, does he?
I don't believe so.
Well, maybe get some places. So I have the number for John. Should we try him?
For John?
Yeah, it's the same number we've had for him. I told you it's a good number, but it just...
I thought it was DQ'd. This is not a doo-doo-doo.
Last I knew it worked.
Well, why have we been calling it?
You seem very dubious. Because he never calls back.
Well, it's worth a try.
This isn't the number that I texted and it was a 14-year-old number.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This is a different number.
Johnny B. What could he be up to now? Last time he was working, he had a job. He was a laborer of some kind.
He's in construction.
GR.
What?
I believe he is on disability.
Ah, yeah.
He's on disability. He's got an Obama phone.
I don't think he'd have an Obama phone.
Is he on disability because of his wiener?
No, there was something else. Okay.
That's right. He got a construction accident of some sort.
I just remember that all those guys were laughing in the background when he was talking to us.
Oh, yeah.
When we had assigned John to cover the Lions-Bills game in Buffalo.
You did a great job.
John, I think he forgot to watch the game. Which is weird, because I figured he was a Bills fan of some note. So he told us what he heard about it. I think they were bitching at him for sloughing off.
John, no way.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, all of them are kaput. Wow.
What about the Mrs. Bobbitt number? I was just excited to call someone named Bobbitt.
There's no Mrs. Bobbitt. She's
there's
dead.
No Bobbitt at all? Is there a Wayne Bobbitt, a Jack Bobbitt?
Particularly in Buffalo?
Yeah.
How about a Jim Bobbitt?
So let me see if I can find a... There's a David Bobbitt that's...
Let's call him. He's got to be related. They've got to be related,
well,
right?
Well, it's on his page, so I think it must be his brother.
Oh, that's huge.
We're also supposed to call the other penis guy, too.
David, quite a theme for this show.
Dick today.
I believe David Bobbitt, I think Mr. and Mrs. Bobbitt adopted 4 kids.
Wow.
I think so. Yeah, I know.
Well, they really had the jackpot
with one.
Sweet
people. Let's see how they did with number 2. Maybe things are better. This guy
you have reached the voicemail box of 71.
Do you want to leave a message?
Yeah. Hi, David. This is the Drew and Mike show calling. We have been friends with John for a long time, your brother John, and we were hoping you could give us a heads up on where John's staying these days. We just lost track and maybe we're one phone number ago or something. But anyway, we'll try you back. If you do get this, though, please call back at the 248 number. Love to talk to you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Should have asked him how his nephew Drew is doing.
Oh,
maybe David has a relationship with Drew.
Maybe he adopted him. Give him back.
No, the mom was, at one point, John, and this is classy of him, John did point out that the mother had done a nice job with Drew.
Oh, wow. Well.
And that was classy, I got to say.
It's very classy.
For a guy who, going from basically saying she was a whale when he impregnated her to giving her a little credit for young
Drew. Penis looks great.
And, you know, you got to wonder, how much child support do you suppose John contributed?
Very, very little.
No, didn't he fritter away all whatever he...
Oh, he was always blowing money out his ass. He always had money. People were always throwing money at him for something, like the, you know, with Ron Jeremy in the movie.
Right, yeah.
Although he claimed he got ripped off on that.
How much did we pay him when he came here?
We paid him, I think, a couple thousand bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
And, of course, the free lunch.
Oh, that's true.
And the happy hour.
Yeah.
And we got some ladies to dance with him to see if he could get hard.
You're the one with the skinny dingling?
He had a great time.
Yeah, he did.
And Janet, who brought John, do you remember Janet at all?
I kind of vaguely.
She was really nice.
Yeah.
Janet ended up telling me a lot of stories about John because she traveled the world with him.
Oh, wow.
Because they were going to all these crazy places like, you know, France, Belgium, the UK. Everybody wanted to have the guy whose penis was reattached.
Yeah.
And so she said at first, you know, it was just like a normal person she had represented. And, you know, this thing went well. And she set up the gigs. And then weird stuff started happening, like John met a girl in,
oh, I remember this.
It might have been Sweden or Belgium. I don't know where it was. It was in Europe. And he really fell fast for her. And so he bought her a dress in the gift shop at the hotel. And the dress was like $700. And he built it to his room. And then he also was making extremely long transatlantic phone calls. So he ran up a hotel phone bill, which, you know, I mean, when you're doing that on the hotel phone in the day, you know, like $1,200, $1,300.
He wasn't paying for it, right?
No, but it was coming out of his money. So
he ended up owing money after his
appearance.
I think he did.
I mean, it was brutal. And the funny thing about the phone bill was Janet thought the first time he did it that, well, he's just really slow. I mean, his penis has been off his body for a few hours. We know
anyone
that has,
for penis?
Has some long-term effect. So he did it again. Mm. The same thing. And she thought, oh, my God, I cannot believe he did this again. So she, of course, John, you know, these calls, you know, you got a charge card or you got to do something. You can't do this. Just call direct from the hotel phone to another country. It's going to cost, and they'd be on the phone for 4 hours or something.
Oh, my God.
So he did it like four or five times before somehow she was able to communicate to him that it was ill-advised. And then God knows what happened after that, but Janet.
Ah, cool mushroom tip.
She had amazing stories about Bobbitt.
I think I told you, we forget how world, you know, known he was. He's known around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Had to take him to the airport that day. And, you know, it was back the good old days where you could actually go to the gate and you could sit at the restaurant or the bar. And we were way early for his flights. We're sitting at the bar. And these people sitting next to us, I want to say they're from Austria or one of those countries. And you could see him just and like looking at him. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Everybody knows that you're the guy who got his dick cut off, no matter where you are in the world. It was a weird phenomenon to be around.
He did have amazing recognition because I remember when he officiated the wedding, when he became a minister.
He did a wonderful job, too.
Yeah.
He did. Although he did get a little.
He had cue cards, didn't he?
He had cue cards. And he couldn't complete. What was it? It was some really standard line in a wedding vow.
What, I now pronounce you?
Yeah, he had to wait till the next cue card to say, man and wife. It was that bad.
Jeez.
And he presented himself as, yeah, I've really become a minister, and I did it online, and you know, I'm really into it. And officiated a few weddings and successful, and people pay me for it because it was a big joke, you know, to get John Bobbitt to do your wedding, and so we brought him in with thinking that, you know, oh, he's done this multiple times, so he's gonna be pretty on top of it, and he was completely clueless. Plus, he got bombed. It was in the morning on Valentine's Day. He's hammered.
But the most important thing, that wedding was successful, and they're still together.
That's right.
No kidding.
We haven't heard from him about his best man. You know, any comment on his best man?
I think, you know, having a relationship with Ron Jeremy probably could only help the relationship.
But if you think about it, he fell into everything that happened to him in his life. You know, you're talking about him going online, and he talked as though he had some expertise as a minister, and he just fell into that, and he fell into the porn, and he fell into having his penis cut off and being
world-renowned.
Where's
my dick? Well, where's my dick?
It really, once the penis was off and reattached, everything changed.
Yeah.
I mean, everything changed. I mean, it is a game changer, I have to admit. I still,
seeing your penis separated from your body.
I mean, that's insane. You can never, I mean, there's got to be some brain damage. And I think the amount of time your penis is off your body leads to a certain amount of damage.
You lost a lot of blood.
More. But, you know, thinking about him being at the hospital wondering if they found it. I mean, can you imagine that?
Remember that urologist in that documentary who was so proud of his handiwork?
Yes,
which he should have been. He should have been.
Although, as Trudy was the first to point out, it had a knuckle in it.
Yeah. Well, the urologist had a suggestion for
big
that.
Big toe.
Soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up.
And I got to say, when he first... They should have done the porn movie later. Shouldn't they have waited a couple more
when
years?
It worked?
Yeah. Well, it was... It took a while. And they told him this. He said, John, it's not going to be perfect right away. It's probably about 5/8 at best. And those girls in the porn movie with the hedgehog, I think they've got arthritis in their wrists and probably TMJ because they had to work so hard to make that thing work.
What happened?
It was really nuts. But on the subject of penises, I guess it's about time to call...
Yeah.
But first I'll mention Zot Ford and Holly, DealsNindy.com. They brought everybody's favorite month back, Truck Month, and that means now is a great time to head over to Zot Ford in Holly and check out the legendary Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Ranger, the most talked-about truck in Detroit. Get to Zot Ford, lease the new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $166 a month. Or see the hottest staff, sales staff, in Oakland County about leasing a new 2020 Ford Ranger Crew Cab XLT 4x4. As low as $188 a month. Plus, Gabar and friends at Zot Ford still have new Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, Escapes, Edges, Explorers, all under $200 a month. See all the details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. I think they're doing pretty well over there, aren't they, since things...
I believe so,
back normal. Seems like it.
Yeah.
Dr. Yaldo's back, and of course they have they've been back doing LASIK for a couple months now, and many people are taking advantage of the $1,500 Drew and Mike discount to choose now to get LASIK done. As the patients of Dr. Roche are also, they're still crazy busy over there, aren't they?
Oh yeah, lots of people.
I did not anticipate that, but it totally makes sense.
Sure. They've got pizza. A lot of people have spare time to get something done.
And recover quietly and a little more privately.
Just come back looking hot.
Absolutely. And time has passed. So people go, God, I forgot how hot she was. they've got the custom topography guided LASIK, the most precise in the world. Get rid of the contacts and glasses and see better than you ever could with them. And then over 45, if you are, multifocal lens replacement will have you seeing small print and everything else for as long as you live. These surgeries are all about lifestyle. You wake up, see the clock, you see your face in the mirror without having to grope for your glasses or put those contacts back in your eyes. And then, of course, the $1,500 off if you mention Drew and Mike. So call for an evaluation, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Tell me about the Drew and Mike discount, and there you go.
Here's the story.
So, man. Okay.
Carpenter!
His tour was really funny.
Yeah.
Jamie Gagné.
Let's see your penis.
Repairing, installing, etc. Carpenter. Working so hard.
This is a song called Carpenter.
Carpenter works well with wood.
It's a pretty long title.
This guy is in New York.
That's a good penis town.
Hello?
There he is.
Is this Jamie?
Hey.
Hey, Jamie. This is Drew. Of course, you talked to Mark, and Trudy is with us as well.
Hey.
And we have all seen your delightful work, that 7-foot penis in the front yard, and I got to say, pretty impressed.
Thank you.
What was, as far as sculpting it, and it's what kind of wood is it, first of all? I don't know why I'm asking.
Pine. Just a pine tree.
Oh.
What was your strategy in terms of, because it looks really good.
Well, I only really have one penis to look at for reference, so I just kind of modeled off that and went at it with the chainsaw.
Really? Some person was saying that they thought the head was too defined, but I, you know.
That's probably why the town had a problem with it.
Yeah, it was. I thought, honestly, if I was to judge the circumcision, I would say the doctor did a phenomenal job. It looks really good.
Hey, it's like with wood and with circumcision, measure twice, cut once, right?
It looks very realistic, though.
Penis looks great.
It was actually originally my wife's idea. To put it up as an act of protest and kind of a message to the neighbor who was being a bit of a jerk. And and halfway through carving it, she's like, maybe it should be a little bit more abstract.
Well, yeah, I mean, what, did you ever have the balls done by then, too? Because usually you don't see balls go along with something like that. People just focus on the shaft.
But it has to stand on something.
Yeah.
What's that?
It has to stand on
those
something,
are load-bearing
right?
balls? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And,
it's actually, the balls are actually separate, and the shaft is a couple extra feet long, and I buried it right into a hole. So.
Yeah, we saw in the one video where they were removing it, and you could see the bottom part of the shaft was discolored, like Michael Jackson or something. It was differently colored, splotchy.
Wait, did it get removed, or did you remove it?
I removed it. So the state police showed up at my house, and they told me two things were going to happen. One, the statue had to come down, and two, they had to bring me into the station and arrest me.
Wow.
And I have a forklift on my property, so I just used that to pull it out of the dirt. It weighs about 250 pounds at least.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So is the problem that you had, was it because you were trying to build a workshop and someone said you didn't have permits? Was the problem with the city, or is it with the neighbor across the street?
Mostly with the city. I had a building permit. I was about 80% of the way done building the workshop, and I had made a couple changes along the way, so they gave me a stop work order. So I went to the architect, and we revised plans. He stamped off on the revisions. I brought in the plans, the revised plans, and that's when they, like, unexpectedly revoked the permit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And they wouldn't really give me any reasons. They wouldn't communicate with me after repeated messages to try to resolve this. So I kind of was stuck between a rock and a hard place, and just needed to figure out a way to brute force some conversation.
Amen. What did the neighbor, was the neighbor involved in the original problem, or did the neighbor only leap in when the penis was erected?
Well, he made a complaint about the yard looking like a construction site, because it was, and so after he made the complaint, well, he was in continuous communication with the town, basically reporting my every activity to the town. He has, like, a camera pointed right at my house, and I found all this out through a Freedom of Information Law request.
No kidding.
For all their emails between the town and the neighbor.
Well, that must have been exciting when you got all that stuff.
It was very revealing. Yes, it was.
I bet. What kind of stuff was this guy telling them? I mean, he had to be. I mean, he sounds a little dramatic to start with.
Yeah, well, like, at one point, I built a shed on a trailer to move to another property I own to store some stuff. So I loaded up on the trailer, and he seemed to think it was like a commercial operation and that I was selling these sheds or something. So he was reporting me for doing commercial activity on my property.
What a busybody.
Yeah, it was real annoying.
Have you had problems with this neighbor in the past? Because it looks like you're in a pretty rural area where you have a lot of land.
Yeah, it's a very rural area. I've been there for 20 years, and he just moved in 2 years ago. So never really had any problems until it started coming up. He'd be all forest.
Does he bother any other neighbors?
Not that I am aware of, but... I'm not sure.
When the state police arrived, did they have a good sense of humor about it? Like this is what we have to do. Oh, yeah. Because they know.
Yeah.
They get it, but that's their job, right? They didn't run up to you and yell,
"All right, freeze! You're under arrest for public display of a bona."
No. Interestingly, though, it was real early in the morning, so I came out. I didn't have any shoes on. So after they told me what was going on, I was like, oh, can I go in the house real quick to grab my shoes? They're like, well, you're currently detained, so we'd have to go into the house with you. So I was like, I'd rather not invite you in my house, so never mind. Oh. So I went down to the station bare feet.
Well, what's in the house you're so afraid of?
What are you hiding in there? Are you an 8-foot penis?
Hey, well, they were coming over very friendly, so, you know, I reserved my house for my friends.
Now, what did the, Freedom of Information, it just seems like it's so much fun because you know these people when they write these emails, and the police, too, they're probably, well, the police would know better, but the neighbor is not thinking that you're going to read these emails. So what did you find out? What did he say about the penis being put out in the yard?
I put it up. I erected the statue at 8:30 p.m. on a Saturday. By 8:43 p.m., he had already sent an email to the town.
Oh, my God.
And, that quick. In one of the responses he mentions, he's like, we're not really worried about Jamie's big penis in his yard, nor are we worried about his little one, jokingly.
Well.
Shot.
But, I'm sure he didn't expect me to read all those, so.
Oh, wow. Have you had any physical contact with this guy? I mean, have you spoken to him, the neighbor?
I spoke with him once before this whole ordeal started, and the first thing I told him was, hey, I'm sorry about the mess, sorry about the noise. Just trying to finish building my workshop here. If there are any issues, just let me know. And he told me, no, our bedroom's on the back side of the house. We don't hear anything. Hmm. So I never suspected a thing. At one point, actually, because the code enforcement came over a few times for some, like, a noise complaint and the yard looking like a mess complaint. I was, like, at my wit's end, so I wrote a letter off, like, extending an olive branch and mailed it out to, like, 46 of the neighbors within, like, a mile radius. And he received that letter, and instead of responding to me, I told everybody, if you have any issues, just please let me know personally. Here's my number, email, you don't have to be nice. Instead of communicating with me, he just forwarded that letter to the town.
Oh, what a jerk.
So did you know it was him before the Freedom of Information Act?
No, I did not.
You did not? Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Now, how hard was it to get this stuff via the Freedom of Information Act? Because I bet there's a lot of people who would love to do this for some reason.
It's pretty easy. There's a form right on the site. I believe all the governments are supposed to, all the local governments are supposed to have at least a form.
Oh.
And you just fill it out and send it to the clerk, and she'll respond with an acknowledgement that she received it. And they kind of gave me the runaround for almost a month before they sent me the information.
Yeah, they like to do that, and they also like to charge a crazy amount of money sometimes because they.
Yeah, they didn't charge me anything.
Good.
So that was nice.
That's what I was wondering. Good.
Yeah, if there's thousands of pages, they'll try and run it up on you. But.
So where does this stand now? Like, how much trouble are you really in?
Well, I just went to court where basically everything got adjourned, but my lawyer is pretty confident that it's going to get dismissed. The fine that they're charging me with is a misdemeanor that carries a maximum penalty of a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. But just a quick cursory reading of the law, and it's pretty clear that it does not apply to my situation.
And this is all, now as far as the year in jail and whatever penalties you are facing, this is all to do with the penis?
Correct, yeah.
And what is the charge exactly?
It's penal code 24511.
let me see that hot penis of yours.
Display of pornographic material. So it's the law that they'd use for the adult section in, like, a movie rental place.
Really?
Or the reason that there's, like, the bags over the magazines at a truck stop.
But it's not pornographic.
Couldn't you say it was a fertility symbol?
It's natural. Or, penis is beautiful.
Yeah. Or it's a religion.
Yeah.
It's not obscene. I don't know.
I mean, I bet your lawyer would love to fight that part of it. I mean, it would be real expensive, but I bet he would love to fight that.
It's not going into anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to take any deals, so if it comes down to it, we're going to be going to trial on it, but I don't think it's going to get to that point.
Wow.
And where's the penis right now, and what are you going to do with it going forward?
So I put it up in the side yard because I was having a lot of fans stop by and wanted to take pictures.
Of course.
Fans?
Fan of the, what do you call it? Isn't it the something, the Wilton Woody? Is that what you call it?
The Wilton Woody, and there's pictures online at thewiltonwoody.com.
It's got its own website. Does it have its own Instagram, the Wilton Woody?
It does. Well, it's my Instagram, but
Have you? Has it gone viral in any respect? I mean, do you have a lot of followers that you didn't used to have for your page?
I've got a handful of new followers. It has gone pretty viral. I did an interview with a radio station in Canada this morning. So,
what are you saying? We're late to the game. Jeez.
Traveling the world, actually.
Well, Jamie, give all the data in case people want to follow you and help make this thing go viral. What would they do?
Check out the blog with the whole story at WiltonWoody.com. This is spelled just like it sounds. And you can follow me on Instagram, WiltonWoody.com. It was spelled out, D-O-T. That's about it.
What is that? Oh, that's your initials written at the base of it. Okay. I was trying to figure out why it said 76. Yeah.
It's a piece of art.
Yeah.
What I'm most proud of is my penis.
Afterwards, I'm thinking about... I've had a few requests to rent it or borrow it, so I'm thinking it might go on tour in the capital region.
Oh, nice.
Hey, cool is that?
What's that sign say in your front yard, too, on the main page of your website? There's a little sign. What's that say?
So I made the sign the day before I got arrested, but initially it said, don't be shy. Come on, take a picture, because a lot of people were slowing down and turning around. And so I figured if I put a sign, people would, come out. Put their arms around it, sit on the balls.
Oh my God.
But the next day I got arrested, so I just covered that part up and I wrote castrated by state police.
Oh, and you got all the emails on here. Man, I might spend some time on that. Your workshop looks great, too. I didn't know your old one burned down. Wow, there's so much more to this story.
Yes, there's a lot to the story. I've heard it's a pretty decent read. I don't know.
I would love to read the emails for sure. But Jamie, listen, wish you the best of luck going forward. You didn't set up a GoFundMe for your legal expenses or anything, did you?
for the Wilton Woody.
Yes, I did. It's on the website. So you can find it right there on the WiltonWoody.com.
And what is the GoFundMe at?
I've gotten about $2,000 so far.
Really? And what are you seeking to get?
I was shooting for $5,000. First, want to get this over with as far as the defense side of it. But if I can muster up enough cash, I'd like to go after the town for a civil rights violation case.
Hey, wait, civil rights?
Hey,
yeah, because it is my First Amendment protected speech, and they silenced it. So yeah.
Okay, well, hey, well, wish you luck.
It is a protest of
It is an act of protest. I mean, I don't know how likely it is. I got to speak to my lawyer about it. But.
Well, I'm rooting for you because I got to tell you, stories like this are so refreshing compared to all the other stuff going on. I mean, this is actually amusing and it's interesting too. I mean, the legal part's kind of interesting at a minimum.
A bit prurient, but anyway.
Good break from the craziness, that's for
sure. Yeah, it is. Jamie, good luck to you. Thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Good luck with it. We'll see ya.
Did you see the front page of his... Great picture.
Oh boy.
There's actually some interesting stuff on there.
It's one hell of a dick.
Not gonna chop up the lawn and ruin their home. Neighbors say I'm
what is this song?
Neighbors stare at me.
They say they're gonna call the city council. Say I'm gonna call Mother Nature and tell her that you're trying to manipulate her, just like Matt Farley manipulated me.
Oh my God.
What? He told me, yeah, you can do that album, just give me a little bit of time to set up the studio.
Well, speaking of neighbors, oh boy, we're talking about political signs and people who just can't bear to leave political signs up in the neighborhood, so they run around and steal them at night, or they run them over with their car, or whatever they do. There's, there was another story about political signs. What was it? Local story, I want to say. Oh, I know. It's a guy who's running for trustee or something, and he got busted pulling his opponent's signs up. I think it's in Bloomfield, West Bloomfield.
Don't we hear that story every election cycle?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not necessarily here, but somewhere.
I know. And this guy is probably 70 years old, maybe older. And I'm just picturing this guy driving around and collecting all these. This old guy? I mean, what the? Really?
Being furious.
Which ones is he? Which ones will he take? What side is he on?
I don't even know what side he's on. He's running for trustee, I think, or some position.
Oh, so it's a local.
These people get the time to make these signs.
I wouldn't even know that people make signs to run for that position. I'm not even sure what that position is, whatever it was or is. But, yeah, he was arrested, and there was a mugshot on Channel 7. So stupid.
Oh. Okay, probably win now. That's good name recognition.
Yeah.
So this guy in Bloomfield Township has a Trump sign in his yard, which I got to tell you, I don't know why anyone would put any political sign in their yard. A Trump sign, I mean, it should be just like any other sign, but I just feel like if you wear a Trump hat, a Trump shirt, a Trump anything, you're just, somebody's going to get up really triggered.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you can't
not
wear a hat.
Necessarily. I see a ton of them, man.
I wouldn't, if I was the most ardent Trump guy in the world, I would never put a Trump sign in my yard because I would fear some kind of retribution or something. But anyway.
Well, that's not right.
No, it's stupid. I mean, the whole thing is so stupid. I was thinking about this today, that I have been dreading this election for at least a year. I mean, we've talked about it, that I was really dreading the run-up to the election, which really was probably not as bad because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But then it seems like now it's like we're paying for the lack of attention in previous months. It's all coming down to the last couple months. And now it's gotten downright insane.
I haven't dreaded any of it until I think yesterday. Now I'm dreading post-election.
Well, you know, well, that's what I was getting to was I was spending so much time dreading the election. And now the last probably 3 months or so, I'm thinking, but wait a second. It doesn't matter what happens in the election. Everyone's going to be mad after the election anyway.
Yeah.
If Trump wins, people will be really mad. If Biden wins, people will be really mad. It's just a matter of which side is going to do what about it.
And aren't we going to see 2000 on steroids again? You know, the bad of the battles.
The write-in votes.
Based on what he said yesterday, too, which I was talking to Trudy about it, the whole
whether he'll accept the
results or whatever. Peaceful
transition
of power. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Which I really feel like he was just trolling when he said that.
I think he was too, which doesn't make it any better to me.
But in a way, I think it can embolden a certain segment of his base that might buy into that and say, yeah, this is going to be a rigged election and we need to fight back.
I think that's kind of how a lot of that works, where there are people who respond.
Yeah.
And think that it's,
and it's,
you know,
a small section of people, but they can be, you know, pretty loud.
My belief as far as his strategy with things like this is that he is the exemplar of all of the social media, all those things that work in social media, all those crazy algorithms that probably I dread because, you know, it creates all this activity and clicks and, you know, everything spins round and around. I think he's really good at it. But
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do I want a president to be good at it or a presidential candidate to be good at doing that? But it works for him. And in the end, they don't care about anything but getting elected. I mean, that's my personal opinion. I don't think most politicians have any. He probably less. I'm certain of that. But I think most politicians would do damn near anything to get elected. And I think not only was he trolling with that because he repeated himself. And I don't think he's going to be dragged out of the White House. I don't think that's real. I mean, if they had to, they would.
I never thought that either.
But I think that for all his bluster, he will, I don't know how he'll do it, but he'll leave and he won't do it in a way in which he'll be, embarrassed by being dragged out by Secret Service or whatever. I think he was trolling also at the RBG Memorial. Not really trolling, but he and Melania were both wearing masks. And I thought, why is he wearing a mask?
Well, it's funny. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, he's standing over a coffin. And it's not like he waited in line around all these people, but it's almost seemed like, wait, why would he wear a mask to this? He doesn't wear a mask anywhere. And, of course, it didn't, whether he was wearing the mask or not, the crowd, who were all waiting, booed him and started chanting.
Horrible.
Crazy. Honor her wish. Honor her wish.
God.
And I think there was another chant, too.
Vote him out was the other
vote chant. Him out. This is at a casket of a Supreme Court justice who has generally beloved.
I am not a fan.
Who is being honored by having her coffin lying in state. And the crowd is booing wildly and chanting at the president. I mean, this is just so, I mean, that's actually, that was watching that story after watching the Breonna Taylor story and the Louisville cops that were shot and on and on and on, and watching the attorney for her family. And then I see this RBG and I'm like, oh my God, I can't. I wish this could be over.
Are we a third world country yet? Over?
What's that?
Are we a third world country yet?
We're getting there. I think we're working towards it. But honestly, it's just so crazy. And I don't blame any one person necessarily. Certainly some are more responsible than others. But, you know, the Attorney General of Kentucky, who today I noticed there's a lot of people suggesting, I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory, but it's something to that effect, that he did not present any evidence that would be likely to cause convictions. You know, people are demanding the transcripts. What did the grand jury, you know, what was said, what was presented?
Yeah.
What was the makeup of the grand jury itself? I mean, very suspicious, as if this was some secret way to weasel these guys off, which, you know, I have no idea. I don't even know. I mean, my personal opinion would be, I really doubt it. I mean, I think the grand jury was probably the safest way to do this.
In a way, he would probably be better off if he came up with some charges.
Yeah,
other ones.
I don't think it served him any advantage to only charge one police officer. I mean, if all three police officers were charged, I don't think it really helps him. I don't think it. Maybe it does it hurt him less with the opposition. I don't know. I doubt it. I think he's pretty well liked. It sounds like. In Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't think if there were charges that it would necessarily help him.
No, I don't think anybody's going to say,
but I think
you're so wonderful.
Not having the charges probably hurts him because people come up with conspiracy theories.
It hurts him with the opposition. I'm not sure it hurts him with the people who are for him because it sounds like he's very popular. I know he defeated the incumbent like 57-43. I mean, it sounded like it was a pretty successful election for him. He's only 34 years old. He's kind of a rising star, I guess. Or Trump called him a rising star, and I think some others have too. But this guy, I saw it as a no win because I don't know what he wanted of the outcome or what his personal opinion is. He won't really say. He just says, "Well, the grand jury." It's kind of like a
handsome.
I don't have anything to do with this. Right, grand jury did it. But at the same time, he's getting all the shit for what happened. And the suggestions are certainly very nefarious that, you know, he made this happen or he did something to make this happen or the grand jury is based on the evidence that was presented.
The people that are saying that don't know how it's presented, and the people that are defending him don't know how it's presented either, so...
Yeah, nobody knows, but naturally, because grand juries are generally, you know, we don't know who they are, and we don't always know what happened, but generally that process is pretty well respected. I mean, to me it is. I don't know how other people feel about it, but it's supposed to be independent.
Well, usually with it, you know, what's the famous thing? You can indict a ham sandwich or whatever with a grand jury because it doesn't take much to come up with charges.
Yeah, no, that's true, and that was one of the complaints was that, you know, grand juries are usually pretty good at
I didn't know
nailing
this.
People.
Did you know the apartment that had the bullet shot into him that the guy was charged with because he was just firing his gun?
Yeah, apartment 3.
Did you know they were white?
No, I did not.
I didn't know that either. I heard someone saying today that, you know, a lot of this is about symbolism and. The symbolism of the only charges being brought up against the officer is firing into a white apartment doesn't sit well with people, which I was like, I had no idea those people were white. I just think that's
Personally, I hate even knowing all that, like going into the weeds and finding all this out. It's like,
he didn't know that either. And that wasn't the point the guy was making. He's like, it's just all about symbolism either. I didn't know this. Do you know she wasn't in bed when she was shot? She was standing in the hallway.
Yeah, I did know that after yesterday. I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean,
know
I got to tell you, there's so many things about this case that I didn't know that I now know, and I wish I didn't know because I don't want to spend time, you know.
Well, so much
endlessly.
Information in this case has changed a lot too. with what had been told originally from both sides.
I was told originally that that they knocked on the wrong door.
Yes, yeah, and I said that yesterday.
Her door. They intended to knock on 100%.
But then the question is why was she included in the warrant at all?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and that's a question
that's kind of the pivotal question.
Yeah, I feel like that's a question that hasn't been answered, and instead of, you know, people who just desperately want these cops to be the bad guys and for them to be charged, to me it's beyond them. But I did read about it today, and I have to say, I hate this whole thing. I hate that this girl died. It's horrible. It's obviously a mistake. It wasn't intended to come out this way. I think if clearer heads prevailed or more thought was given in advance, it didn't have to happen, and that sucks, and it's horrible. But I feel like the people that are angriest about this, they want to make it worse. It's not enough to say that you know, this person died, this is horrible. It's, you know, she was shot in bed, and she's a nurse. She was saving lives. That was what she did. And she was murdered by racist police. I mean, it's like, God, this thing sucks already. Why do you have to exaggerate and make these giant leaps that really aren't even necessary? So anyway, I did read about the search warrant and the area that she lived in. And
yeah, someone sent that to us because they were mad that I said it was the wrong house, which a lot of people thought. So, well, I looked in a full-length mirror, and I said I was wrong.
That was propagated for a long time, and there are a lot of other things that are propagated. She was in bed. She wasn't in bed. But nonetheless, I still don't think she should have been killed in any – and I still don't understand why was she shot six times, and the guy that shot the cops was not shot once.
Yeah.
And I thought
And whether or not they did announce is still really up in the air. Now, the grand jury said, no, they're pretty comfortable with the witnesses and the officers saying that they did announce. But, you know, there were other witnesses, and then the boyfriend himself said that they didn't. So, you're never going to know that answer.
The one thing, you know, I thought about this a lot this morning, and like I said, I really didn't want to spend a lot of time on this. But the one thing is, first of all, why does this boyfriend have so much credibility in terms of what he said?
Sure. Well,
he's a drug dealer. He shot the police when they came in the door. So, you know, it's not like this guy just.
Now, see, can I ask you a question on that? Because the one thing I was reading, I don't really believe what he says here, but he said he fired a warning shot into the ground. That's the one that hit the guy, the officer. Did he shoot him through the door?
No. No, he didn't.
I didn't think so either. But he
also says that the officer that was hit by friendly fire. He says he didn't shoot that bullet. Yeah,
but that's been disproven, I think.
Well, yeah, that's what they say. But of course, a lot of people don't believe that. Anyway, this guy, first of all, I don't know why his word carries so much more than everyone else's. But if you're on the side of Breonna Taylor, I don't know why, but on the side of Breonna Taylor, everyone believes that. Him saying that the police didn't knock or didn't announce themselves is more believable than the police saying they did or the witness who said they did. And I notice a lot of this sort of it reminds me of Macaulay Culkin saying Michael Jackson didn't molest him and therefore he didn't molest anyone else. The people who were asleep and didn't hear them say police. Well, those people say they didn't hear it. Well, they were asleep. I mean, just because they didn't hear it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. There's a someone who lives upstairs who said, yes, I did hear the police announce themselves. And I mean, is that guy a liar too? Is he a racist? That's how bad it gets. It's like, well, who is that? And why did he say that? What's his motivation? Why is he lying? And you know, why did anyone else hear it? I mean, it just gets insane. But I did start to read about the warrant, and it sounded so utterly half-assed when you hear this story. It's like, they just thought something was going on there. Yeah, this ex-boyfriend who was a big drug. They just fucking did it, and they're sloppy, and look what happened. And they don't care because it's a black woman. Mm-hmm. But no, there was a lengthy investigation. There was surveillance, not just camera surveillance, but also police were surveilling her area another area. And it's a high crime area, and there's a lot of drug dealing going on there, and not just small drug dealing, big drug dealing. So they were following packages going from a known drug house to her address. And they were also following her white Impala, which was dropping off Jamarcus Glover, who is the ex-boyfriend, who is the one who they thought was running all the money through Breonna Taylor. And also, they felt the drug packages were staying in her house and then leaving her house. And
which it seems like that was incorrect because they never found anything in the house.
Well, they didn't find anything, but they do have him on jail calls saying that she had $15,000 and she's picking up another $8,000 and she, you know, and so, I mean, it seems that there's something going on here. This guy, Glover, who's a bad guy, was her boyfriend. He was a drug dealer, and he suggests in the call that he is indeed running money through her. So anyway, the search, and this is, by the way, you'll never hear this discussed anywhere. And I don't even like wasting time discussing it, but they were surveilling. They were following her. They did have camera surveillance. And according to their surveillance, oh, they had an informant, too, who told them some things about Breonna Taylor and about Jamarcus Glover that were also part of the warrant. But packages, they said packages were going from the drug house to her address with Jamarcus Glover, and that things were leaving her place and going other places as well, almost like it was a holding area for money and maybe more. I don't know. But they also followed. Oh, and when the white Impala was involved in these transactions, he was leaving from the passenger seat and a female was driving, which they believed to be Breonna Taylor. Now, they don't know that, but it's her car. It's her license plate and her Impala. He was driving a red Charger. And Glover's red Charger made frequent trips between the Elliott Avenue drug house and Brianna's apartment 4 at the other address, which I don't have with me. But as far as the surveillance, there were weeks of surveillance. The confidential informant who confirmed that narcotics and or proceeds were going to her address.
But doesn't that, I mean, I know they said that, but isn't that incorrect though now?
What's that?
That those packages, what was it? What was in those packages, and they never found.
Well, I don't know. Fuck if I know.
Some people feel that, and I don't know the answer to this. That the investigation has not been the most up and up investigation because things have changed on that side as well.
You know, I don't know anything that is confirmable.
She never, and Walker, the boyfriend, never had any drug offenses on their records at all.
Well, I will not argue with what are facts. I'm just telling you what their surveillance revealed and what they said. As far as packages going back and forth, I don't know. I mean, they didn't find any packages. Does that mean there were never any packages there? No. But does it mean there were? No, not. I mean, if they didn't find anything, there wasn't anything there. As far as the money, it sounds pretty certain that she was somehow either holding money for him or collecting money for him, or it's this drug money. Fuck if I know, but I'm just telling you what they. It wasn't as half ass as it sounds. It sounds like they just threw a dart at an address and went in, and shot a black woman who was sleeping. If you listen to certain things, if you listen to other things, it's not that bad. It's certainly. I mean, the outcome is bad anyway. That's why every time I get in the weeds on this, I feel like, oh my god, why am I? It's just such a grisly way to spend your time. But when you feel like you don't get any information, because honestly, watching the news this morning, again, the way it's stated and presented, it seems like it's designed to make it worse than it is. She was in the business of saving lives, and she was murdered by the police. Well, then they go on to say, and last night there were mostly peaceful protests, and two Louisville police were shot. They don't say, then those police had daughters and those police had parents and they were in the business of saving lives and they were shot. I mean, there's no drama surrounding the police officers who were shot. There's plenty of drama involving Breonna Taylor, and she's dead and it's horrible. And she was a citizen and, she didn't have any drugs with her when they entered the apartment. So, it's not that it's not horrible. It's just that I feel like they make it more horrible than it really is. I mean, they're trying to make it more horrible. And at the same time, they're going to say, and two Louisville cops were shot. And one was shot in the stomach, and this one's in this condition, this one's in that condition. And there's really no big deal made about it. And, maybe to some people it's not a big deal. It's their job. But you know, it is. They are police.
Devil's advocate, and it's not me saying this, but devil's advocate would say, you know, officers assume that risk on the job, and then someone's at home, you know, at night after going to Texas Roadhouse, hanging out with her boyfriend, and then that's what happens.
That's
the imagery and the symbolism of it.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's horrible the officers got shot. Yeah, I wish they would give more time to
But
them.
The officers also have children, and the officers have parents, and the officers have people they love, and, you know, so it's not that entirely different. They're also alive. They're not dead, as far as I know. But, you know, going back to the no knock or the knock, and it was a no knock warrant. And there were four other warrants too. They were told to announce themselves, and of course, this is the argument: they didn't, whatever. Anyway, we were talking about this yesterday, and when I said if someone knocked on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning, I would fucking look and see who it was. And you guys felt that, no, I would just sleep through it or I would not want to bother with it. But this is someone who I think would be very interested in who's knocking at the door at 2 a.m.
Well, it sounded like he did.
He what? He did what?
That they got up and they went to the door because she was killed in the hallway.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. He would have you believe, though, that I just thought someone crazy was coming in. I just fucking shot him because my constitutional right is, the Second Amendment to defend my home. But I think that he knew or suspected it was the police, because even if they didn't announce themselves, I would believe that he would look and see who was out there. So,
but would you fire at him?
At the police?
Yeah.
Fuck no. I would never fire at the police.
No, I know. But you think he would fire at him? Like, so you think he knew it was the police, so he shot at him?
Well, it's certainly possible. If they announced themselves, he knew it was the police. If they didn't...
That's kind of my point, though.
I have a hard time believing that he just went, fine, I don't care who's at the door. You know, I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Well, no,
got a gun in his hand.
We know that's not true now. We know he got the gun and went because somebody was knocking and he didn't know who it was. Now, why would you shoot? If you knew it was the police, why would you shoot at him?
Well, they announced them. They say they announced themselves. If they didn't announce themselves, my feeling is that you would look and see who the fuck it is. But I don't know that. I'm just saying, I don't believe that it is as innocent a shooting as some people would have you believe.
No, I don't either. But I don't know why, if you knew it was the police, I don't know why you would shoot at them when they come.
Well, why do people fight with the police? Why do people? I mean, people shoot at the police all the time. Why did somebody shoot two police yesterday?
In a situation like that, when there's no he would know there's no drugs in the apartment.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm just saying, what's more likely? He knew it was police, they came in and he shot at him, or he didn't know who was coming in the house and he shot at him? What do you think is more likely?
I don't believe that he didn't know who was coming in.
Oh, so he knew it was the police coming in?
I would think so, because I would think the grand jury believes they announced themselves.
Well, they might have announced themselves.
Who rams the door in, by the way? If you're just an innocent person, I'm just sleeping, I'm a normal person, I don't have any drugs, I'm not doing anything bad, and someone rams your door and you're sitting there with a gun like that, I mean, you got to know somebody is coming in because of something. I mean, do people ram your door in to steal? I mean, she's not a person that has a lot of...
You watch Cops. Doesn't it happen pretty quick?
When the cops bust in?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen them announce themselves. Usually when they do it on Cops, they're just they just pile in. I've never seen anyone shoot at the cops when they go in. It's like, when they blow in, it's like, it's a total shocker.
I think that's... And it doesn't mean they didn't announce themselves, but I would think he didn't know it was the police.
Well, for me to say that I do...
no one will ever know.
I don't know. And I don't know if he knew it was the police or not, but I don't know. I'm not sure why he would have more credibility than all the people who say they did announce themselves. But, you know, he's in a great position now. First of all, he didn't get shot. He lost Breonna Taylor, so, I mean, I don't feel right saying he's in a great position. I just mean, nothing's going to happen. He's not in any trouble. Yeah, I mean, haven't the charges been dropped?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't think he faces any charges.
Who was the warrant issued against?
Breonna Taylor.
It was issued for her specifically.
Yeah, all three
of them. We have a warrant for your arrest, Breonna Taylor.
No, I don't know if it's a warrant for your arrest. Wasn't it just a warrant to search the apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
and
she
there,
had...
And there were five homes, too.
Yeah. And I'm not sure exactly what happened with the other four, but I don't think they had any problems. And I don't know where those cases went, and I'm not doing any more deep diving into this thing. Like I said, it's like, this just sucks on its face. It's horrible because this girl is dead, and she didn't do anything, and the person that shot the police is alive, and he wasn't shot even once, and... You know, there was nothing was solved. They didn't solve any crimes. You know, no drugs were taken off the streets. I mean, and, you know, I even went as deep in my head as to, you know, this whole drug thing and this war on drugs. And it's like, oh, my God. But then, you know, when you watch enough of El Chapo and Narcos and those people, you see. The way they live, well, yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy. Now, on a level of a big drug dealer in Louisville, I don't know what they're up to. But it's like, you know, you go through the news today, and it's like race, police, you know, it's just one dreadful story after another, including the local story today. Did you see the story about the guy who got in the fight about the mask at the Exxon station?
No.
What? Wait a minute.
Okay. This guy, okay, this is, again, this is after I'm watching all this RBG and, you know, booing Trump and chanting at Trump, and Trump, you know, who looked to me like he was enjoying it, if anything. There's an Exxon station in Livonia, and this guy is in line for something, and a guy's behind him. And the guy in the front of the line turns around and says, "Hey, back off." You know, like you're
more than
encroaching
six feet,
on my right. space. Yeah. And the guy says, "Oh, why don't you wear a mask?" The guy in the front line was not wearing a mask. The guy behind him was wearing a mask. So then in the story, they then mention that the guy in the front line was black and the guy behind him was white. And I'm like, oh, my God, do we have to always know what race the people are? I mean, it's immediately. And then as I read the story, I see that it does matter because the guy in the front of the line had cut in front of the white guy. And he was very agitated, according to the witnesses. And when he told the guy to back off, the guy said, "Why don't you wear a mask?" He became more agitated, and then he cleared his throat and spit a big loogie on the white guy and called him "You're the white devil" or something like that. I mean, it sounded like he was a little out of his mind. So then he bolts in his.
You want to go?
In his blue vehicle, which I think was pulling a couple gravel haulers. And they have surveillance, and they find him, and he's being charged with, I think it's assault and racial intimidation.
Mm. Huh.
But, you know, it's like on and, yeah, ethnic intimidation, assault and ethnic
in
intimidation.
In his Aerosmith van.
And the video shows the loogie.
Gross.
They said it's visible.
I said before, I'll say it again. Yeah, you just don't spit on people.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's You'd rather be punched than spit upon.
But don't you think all of this that you're absorbing in one particular day, you're, you know, not alone because there are a lot of people. Don't you think that a lot of this is the trolls stirring stuff up to make things more inflamed?
Absolutely.
Keep
just
it going.
Like social media.
To stoke the dumpster fire and make it even more anxious for all of the rest of the people who might not do something will do it. And
I do. Yeah. I think there's a lot of that.
You should watch on HBO's got a new documentary, Agents of Chaos, about how the Russian trolls started and how good they are at doing that very thing.
Yeah, they've beat the shit out of us.
And splitting, when they still do, but it didn't start here and how they built it. It's really kind of a fascinating documentary.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, when you say that, and I do agree, and, you know, when the AG said, and, you know, don't pay attention to these celebrities and influencers.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with them 100%. It's like that stuff on social media and these people, half of them are talking out of their ass. And that doesn't mean they're not entitled to their opinion. They absolutely are. But some people have huge followings and some people have very small followings. And I don't think the people with the big, giant followings, I don't think they really consider the responsibility they have. I really don't. And I bet you a lot of them don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I bet you I know a lot more details about this than a lot of those people.
Oh, sure.
In fact, the guy who shot the two Louisville cops last night, I bet I know more about this case than he does.
The guy. Okay, yeah.
I bet you I know more than he does. Because I don't know what he could know that would... Of course, he's probably just a fucking lunatic. And, you know.
But I mean. Yeah, never mind. I don't want to say.
Go ahead. I don't care.
I just, I understand. Symbolism is so important. And I understand why. I guess I have empathy for a person who could say, hey, here's a woman who didn't do, you know, there were no drugs in her house. She was sleeping at night with her boyfriend. And next thing you know, she's dead. I empathize with that. I understand.
I do too. That's why I don't know why it needs to be made worse than it is. Well, it's bad enough.
Further than that is the idea that it just keeps happening that these cases, you know, unjustified, maybe that they are, just it doesn't seem like the justice is the same.
Well, that's the thing. It's not necessarily that. I mean, some people are, don't get me wrong, mad at the individual officers. I think a lot of people are mad at the system. But in this case, the system unfortunately worked. That's the way the law is written.
That's the way the law is written. And no one has done anything to fix it.
I think that's the problem. They don't like the way the law is written.
This has been going on for a long time, and no one has made the changes that would make this better. The people who represent the people who are so angry, who are present, they haven't done a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened since George Floyd? Not much.
What has happened
since Ferguson? Not much.
Yeah, but you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg die, and they snap into action, man.
Woo. I mean, there's a lot of people screaming.
Lightning fast.
And there's a lot of people who I think are suggesting things.
I'm going to puke when I say this, but do you see what Al Sharpton said? Hey, if you want change, you got to vote. No violence, which
seems
like a very measured response from a very unmeasured person.
The NBA pregame show last night was, did you see it?
Well, yeah, that's the first thing I said to you today was, why'd you watch all that stuff last night when there was a great game on?
Well, I didn't see it. Somebody sent that to me this morning.
Oh, I didn't see the pregame. I just watched the game.
They were just bitching because they said, you know, I can't get away. I go to watch the basketball game and I'm hit with this for 20 minutes. And someone else said, and I had already heard it on Good Morning America, that they popped on Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy Kimmel was going on and on and on about Breonna Taylor. It's like, I thought this was a late night show for me to, you know, relax and enjoy myself.
Biggest story in the land.
Well, but do you expect the NBA pregame show to spend 10 minutes on it? I mean, a lot of people don't. Maybe you do now, or maybe you will. And maybe Jimmy Kimmel will be a current event show and not a comedy show. But, I mean, it is what it is. People, you know, they do what they do, and they'll draw audience, and they'll be renewed, or they won't draw audience, and they won't be renewed. So don't think, by the way, that these people aren't doing things that they believe will draw audience or get clicks or have you, because that's...
Especially when it's blackface.
That's all part of it.
Something else happened today that I thought was sort of notable. Harrison Ford got his license to pilot back.
Oh, no. Why?
He went through the...
Flight privilege?
He went through the train. Yeah, maybe.
Went through the... Was he going to land on another runway?
He had to go through an FAA program to make sure that his remedial training program. And I said they closed the investigation in his runway error, and they've given him his license to fly back.
Even before the runway error, do you want...
Oh, God, he's the worst pilot ever.
Do you want this guy to have a pilot's license?
Now it's time to find out which film takes home the Golden Globe.
No.
He's got, let's see, he's 76?
Eight.
76. Is he 78?
Eight.
Wow. He and McCartney are both 78. Did you see John Lennon's 80th birthday? Would be October 9th?
No. That's right.
You see Phil Hartman's birthdays today? He would have been 72.
Really? Phil Hartman?
I think so,
weird.
Wow. But they let him fly throughout this remedial training. So they're like, you're not a good enough pilot to fly. You have to take remedial training. But you can still fly your son to college, so.
Well, can I tell you, since Mike Clark's no longer here, I'll go ahead and talk about this.
oh, no.
I felt that the system was a little loose when I saw some of what was going on with Mike and his pilot's license.
Yeah, boy.
He did study. He did study for his tests, though. Remember all those boring pilot books he used to have?
Oh yeah, and but the physicals that he was taking, I'm like,
oh yeah,
he passed his physical. How in the fuck did
I
he
want to
pass
be a pilot?
How could he possibly have passed his physical? And he was nervous as hell about it. He's like, you know, they're really not that tight about it, but I do have to do this, and I don't know if I'm going to pass. And he fucking passed. And, I mean, he would be in heaven when he passed his physical. He's like, boy, it sure seems like it's easy to keep a pilot's license once you get it.
Well, the plane does want to fly itself, I've heard. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, boy.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, Mikey.
So for John Lennon's 80th birthday, there's another release of John Lennon. I think it's called Give Me Some Truth. It's been ever. You guys go on Facebook at all?
No.
It's like every. I mean, I have 5,000 people who are in my stream.
Ooh, you're nothing without your followers.
No, I'm not. But I do get this John Lennon ad constantly about Give Me Some Truth. And it's the. I don't know if this is remixing and remastering, but it's supposed to be the ultimate remixing of, you know, all of his.
They have these, you know, many, many millions of followers. I say there's no way. Because nobody has any interest in these people.
So they had the BBC did a show. It sounds like it's a good show. I mean, not for everybody, but for me. Sean Lennon interviewing Paul McCartney. And
oh, that's interesting.
Elton John is on there, too. Oh, and
well, Elton John's on everything.
Wait,
I know.
It's called Give Me Some Truth?
That's the name of the record.
It's already been out.
It's supposed to be released October 9th. Is it?
Oh, I don't know. There's a Lennon song called Give Me Some Truth.
Oh, the song is, yeah. Oh the song's ancient.
Oh, it's a 4-LP box set?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. These guys, they're becoming Kiss, Drew. I'm sorry. Just give me some truth.
Well.
Oh, are they going to have the remix of Kevin Spacey singing it?
I will defend the Beatles because the Beatles, they always chart high when they release all the extra stuff from Abbey Road and White Album. Only White Album had 107 tracks. I mean, I had fun listening to it, and it was like top
five.
Have
you listened to it since?
Yeah, every now and again. Okay. I mean, I don't listen to it a ton. And the Abbey Road one, I don't listen to it a ton. But, you know, it comes to me on Google Play, so I don't even pay for it. Well, I pay $9.95 a month at Google Play. But Lennon's greatest hits have been released in some form. He has been dead since December 9th, 1980. And I would guess that his greatest hits have come out in some form at least five ways since then. There was a box set. There was your basic greatest hits. His greatest hits had already been out. You know, then there was the... oh, that wasn't greatest hits, but they took Double Fantasy and did a stripped version where they took out the 80s production. And it's just acoustic guitar, piano, drums, and John Lennon singing. They had 100 tracks of Imagine, which is 11 songs, I think. Mm. But it was, you know, other songs done at that time, other mixes, you know, no effect on his voice. I mean, holy shit. I don't think they sell. The Beatles always sell, though. When the Beatles put out, you know, newly mixed, or, you know, the Abbey Road had specific outtakes to that record, you know, like just John and Paul doing a song, you know, acoustically or something. They always do well. And when Let It Be comes out next year, I'll bet you it'll chart. It'll probably chart in the top 10.
Name one other band that's done that.
As far as the movie, I mean, who knows? I think they're putting it in theaters, but... Are people going to go see Let It Be? I will, but I don't know.
John Lemon, Orange Harrison, Paul McIce-T, Mango Star.
yeah.
It's your band.
Sounds fun.
Well, you know.
I want an art show.
I
feel like they need an art show now.
Oh, the John Lennon art show?
Yeah,
that's come
all
through.
Of it.
That's come through twice.
No, the John Lennon art show with the Peter Mac stuff, with everything. Doesn't.
Well, I always thought it would be fun to do a rock art show or a rock movie weekend. You know, when they were doing when we had
part
the,
of Drillapalooza.
Yeah, Drillapalooza. When we had all the movies being made in Michigan, which I still to this day feel like was a great thing for the state of Michigan. Nice. Now, Schneider didn't think it was such a great thing, and I do think the way it was set up was, I feel like the incentives were wrong, and I don't know how you can fix it, because what happens is, Michigan comes up with all these incentives for filmmakers. And remember all the films being made here? Yeah. It was cool as hell.
Yeah.
And stars were here, and we got to interview a lot of them. And it was like, oh, I love Michigan, and everybody's on. And it was always good. And they always make Michigan look good in the movie, too. But then Georgia has better incentives, and everybody's like, fuck you, Michigan. Georgia's cheaper.
Yeah.
Or and Iowa's warmer. Better ones. And as soon as they were even limited, because they did limit them, first Snyder did, and then he removed them completely. It's like, well, we had all these film schools and people learning production, and it's like, there's no industry here anymore. I mean, that was...
Like most of America, I think I know the movie business.
That was Snyder.
It was it was expensive to get into, and a lot of people invested time and money to be part of it, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, it's gone. And I thought that was just bullshit.
Isn't that one gigantic theater where they were doing pretty much like...
one up in Pontiac?
Righteous Rick.
Yeah, where Righteous Rick got all the merch.
Went out of business too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
where they filmed that Franco movie, like the Wizard of Oz one.
Yeah.
Well, they were doing the special effects and all kinds of things. And
thank God Rick got some cool memorabilia from there.
And Rick, we'll have to talk about Rick because we are going to talk to Rick because Rick is mixed up in something I never dreamed would happen.
No, you biller.
This combination is so funny and so fitting, but he will be on an egg timer, and he will be egg timered like nobody's been egg timered before.
Memuberia.
This is going to be one tight egg timer.
I tell you,
when we go to Rick.
You didn't hear the conversation I had with him earlier, did you?
I heard just a little bit of it.
Did you hear the part about the main focus, not the Aaron Carter focus, but the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't really hear that.
Sounds like he weaseled his way into it.
Well, I can't wait to hear this because it's too incredible to be true.
Nah, it seems about right.
And Aaron Carter, by the way, he knows nothing because I heard him talking briefly about that. It's like, look, first of all, Carter is promising to beat off. He doesn't beat off. It's bullshit. And now he's saying $3 million for a porn film. Who would pay him $3 million? I don't think
one would.
Ridiculous. But don't promise to beat off and then don't beat off. And I don't think Rick is nearly angry enough about that as he should be. He should be doing something about it.
Ah, cool mushroom tip.
How weird have people watch you beat off.
I know. What the fuck?
Really,
why would you even say you're going to do that? Hey, I'm going to beat off on my...
What's to watch?
Whatever it's called.
True to your woman. Do you want to watch a guy beat off? Like,
I don't know.
Who do you
like? Really.
Who do you like? John Hamm? Would you want to watch John Hamm beat off?
No, I don't want him to... I don't want him to waste that skill.
Well, believe me.
I think a lot of women would probably watch diminish. John Hamm beat off, but...
It's a big job.
It doesn't diminish over time or usage.
Oh, no? Okay.
If anything, you get better.
I don't know what the... not sure what the audience is for Aaron Carter. I don't know.
I see where John Hamm would be more... Would be preferable to Aaron Carter. I really don't
get it. The thing about Aaron Carter is that he's... He is so at the end of his rope. It's like, what can I do to make money? I'll beat off on camera. That's it. Or, I'll fuck my girlfriend on camera. I'll do anything. I mean, he's so fucking...
Jerk off. Yeah, really, yeah, exactly.
It's pathetic. And he's always acting as if he's such a big star, and he's just somebody who just won't give up.
You should see me have sex with myself.
Can you imagine Aaron Carter in 15 years? What in the hell will he be doing to stir up interest in 15 years?
Hopefully he's still alive. Ask Rick. He's his PR man.
What kind of... Aaron, can you check Aaron Carter's Twitter? I'm just curious what kind of response he still gets.
Oh, I wonder if Rick's still banned from Twitter.
He's a lot of good questions. But he is egg-timered like nobody's been egg-timered.
Are we calling him today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should. You want to give him a little warning?
By the way, if anybody wants to, the Twitter page is at Righteous Ricks, and the account is still suspended.
The at Righteous Ricks part is just ridiculous. Although he's got 3,700 followers. Like, really? It's kind of amazing.
Let's see Aaron Carter.
Oh, by the way, on Facebook,
because
I have 5,000 followers, 5,000 friends, and I have this endless stream coming at me, you know, every now and again, I'm hit with someone's Facebook page, or I'll go, who is this? And I go, boom, you know, and I can't believe how often he is a friend of the person. He must have 5,000 friends on Facebook
because
he turns up all the time.
Yeah.
And he's on AIDS.
He's posting all the time, too.
So Aaron Carter, he's going to be on Cam Soda tonight. Or wait, that was last night. I'm sorry. That's the one where he's going
to... You're promising to blow himself tonight?
It's just, a lot of it's just links to his stupid Instagram. Oh, gross. Look at that picture of him promoting his Cam Soda.
Oh, God.
You're not going to believe this, but it's happening. Get ready for tonight.
He's almost showing a little base.
Oh,
he's got his pants down in front so you can just see barely see some pubes.
Trudy, you want to see here?
Yeah, okay.
Can you see it on the monitor over there?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to watch him beat off?
What? A weird body.
Yeah, it is weird. I feel. Is he? Was he taking steroids at some point?
He looks like he's on AIDS.
I don't think he did roids.
Why does his stomach look like that? I mean, it looks like he has the most muscular stomach of possibly anyone.
Well, he's probably flexing.
But there's not enough room or space or something like that. It looks like it's just sort of like bump, 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 bump instead of being.
Yeah. He's very, 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 very thin.
Yeah.
So anyway, way back when I was talking about neighbors and bad neighbors, like the neighbor of the guy with the wood penis.
Yeah.
And I mentioned in Bloomfield Township, there's a guy with a Trump sign. So he happens to notice that somebody left him a note on his front door. So he opens a note, and it says, "Dear neighbor, I live in the area and drive by your home frequently. I noticed the signs you have on your lawn supporting Donald Trump for president. Let me first say, I support your right to vote for whomever you choose in the coming election."
Oh, it's coming off as a really friendly thing.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. "You obviously feel very strongly about your choice, considering you are informing the entire community of your values by posting your signs. As I drive by your home, I wonder, are you concerned that people may assume that you are a liar and a racist because you're supporting a liar and a racist for president? Do you teach your children and grandchildren how to be a bully and call people names when things don't go their way? That it's okay to discriminate against people with black and brown skin because white people are better than them and deserve more privileges? These seem to be traits and principles you support since you are endorsing a president who models his behavior. Have you lost a family member to COVID-19? I'm assuming you haven't. Lucky you, because if you had, like, the soon-to-be 200,000 people in the country, you may think Donald Trump should have put his selfish interests aside and actually tried to save some lives. How do you think your lawn and cleaning people feel when they drive up your driveway to work at your nice home and they see that you endorse a man for president that has no empathy for people like them? A man who continues to make decisions and distort reality every day that defy logic and put people at risk. In light of everything we've learned about Trump and all the destruction he has caused in the last 4 years, how can you hold your head up high and shamelessly advertise to your neighbors and to your community that you are voting for him for president? Since you are clearly committed to another 4 years of chaos and destruction and racism, at least have the decency to cast your ballot in private. Best, a distressed neighbor." So what he's telling him is...
You won that argument.
A lot of time on my hands.
Yeah. What he's telling him is that not only does he apparently not know all these things, or if he does know them, then he is indeed a racist and a whatever else he called him, but that he wants him to take the sign down. I think the guy is embarrassed. He thinks that he is special enough and he lives in a very special area where no one would ever hold values that are not like his own.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
I mean, can you believe somebody would put that over a lawn sign? That's kind of...
Yeah, I can believe anything nowadays.
That's a lot of effort. I mean, does he think that maybe he might change his mind?
He thought he
was
going to
pull the sign down?
Get him good.
Wow. Oh. Pretty amazing. These poor triggered people. Oh, my God. Oh, there's another mask battle, too. At a football game, a high school football game. Did you guys,
oh,
true, you saw
in
it.
Ohio, right?
Yeah. What time was that? Just wondering, because...
I don't know. You know, it was on Inside Edition, and this woman is... You know, this is another one of these things, and I'm sure somebody would say, well, the police shouldn't have to deal with that. But the woman will not be reasoned with. She will not be removed from the football game. They have a... I don't know if it's the law or if it's a school policy, or these are police who I think are working security on behalf of the school. And so their job is to enforce this policy. She, why don't you just play it?
I'm looking for it.
I mean, I feel sorry for anyone who has to deal with this person. And why she doesn't just put on a fucking mask? I mean, you know you're headed into a confrontation. If someone requires masks, I mean, I would say skip the football game.
Yeah,
just don't go.
If you're that upset about it.
Or go and you know, have a mask in your pocket. If somebody is going to make a big thing out of it, this is a big thing.
It just seems like she might be not persuaded about masks. Might be one of those.
But she's embarrassing herself in the end, and she's acting like the police are horrible. Oh, how can they do this to me?
One more thing for the police to have to.
I know.
More headache.
They're not going to win a lot. They're not going to get a lot of sympathy.
Meanwhile, video of a mom handcuffed after not wearing a mask at a kid's football game in Ohio is getting strong reaction today.
Okay, pause for a second.
She's wearing white after Labor Day.
When this first was up on my screen, I didn't really know what was what and what was going on. I mean, I didn't have the volume up, and I was relieved. This is how stupid things have become. I was relieved when I saw the cop was black. Because I figured, oh, this can't be another one of those things because the cop's black. I mean, in other words, really? This is not like another thing where somebody's going to get shot and it's going to be, you know, this big to-do. And, I mean, I know how ridiculous that is, but nonetheless, the lady's white.
That is pretty ridiculous,
Well, no, if you saw a cop shooting someone, would you prefer it was a black cop shooting a white person or a white cop shooting a black person?
I don't want anyone shooting anyone.
I don't either. But if you had a choice, gun to your head, who do you pick? Do you want the black person dead by the hand of a white cop or the white person dead at the hand of a black cop?
For the sake of doing this show, yeah, I'd rather be a white cop.
Well, not for the sake of doing the show.
No, because that's... No. I don't want anyone to get shot.
I don't either. I don't want anybody to be fought with at a football game either.
Yeah, but see, you complain about the race being pointed out. I didn't even think about it when I first saw this.
I mean,
you see
either.
Police fighting with people, and you don't think about the race of the people.
All juicy is this, race.
I honestly didn't look at the race of the cop.
No, neither did I.
I'm not just saying that.
Okay, I'm glad
really
you guys
really
haven't
did.
Noticed what's going on because it's pretty rough.
I didn't see her because the woman standing in front of after the not whole. Wearing a mask oh, no, I see. Okay.
Football game in Ohio is getting strong reaction today. It got ugly when she was asked to leave. When she resisted,
why don't you go tell your mom to shut up? Oh my God, he just tased her.
Where was your mother?
To her defense.
All because this lady didn't have a mask. That's unreal.
Wow. As of today, at this moment,
she's screaming.
Go home to mommy.
As they're walking her off with her handcuffs, she's screaming at the crowd.
I got to see what town that is. See if I know anybody there.
Okay, yeah, in Ohio. Yeah.
Wait, what town?
It's in Ohio.
Oh, boy.
It was Logan. Okay.
Where's Logan?
Sort of almost...
southeast?
It's south of Columbus.
Okay.
Right. So...
here's the story with... I guess a new little sports segment here. We're not a sports podcast, though. Righteous Rick. I cannot believe this is happening. Denny McClain is selling his sports memorabilia. He's having a 3-day estate sale, October 2nd through October 4th. He's got a Cy Young Award, MVP Award.
Memorabilia.
He's got a picture of Ted Williams and Mickey Mouse.
Oh, you biller.
Signed, which I would assume has some kind of crazy value with those two.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Mantle? He has a mantle.
Yeah, Mantle and Ted Williams. And he might even be the picture. Yeah.
Yeah, Trudy's going.
I got a Ted Williams ball. So.
You have a Ted Williams signed ball?
Yeah.
Well, that's valuable.
Is it?
Yeah, Ted Williams. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unless they bring that head back to life and he starts signing more stuff.
Yeah.
He's got items from the 68 series, of course. He's got the collection of Tigers 1968 cards. I'm not sure if they're signed or not, but... anyway, so he's got this whole, he's got a lot of stuff. And so he needs someone, of course, to arrange to sell the memorabilia and to sort of be his, his guy. somebody who handles this sort of thing. And Denny deals with a lot of people because Denny's doing shows all the time. So he knows. So of all the people he could have chosen to run the memorabilia sale, he has chosen Righteous Rick. Righteous Rick is doing the Denny McClain memorabilia sale. How did that happen?
I don't know if Rick. I don't know if that's really how it happened.
Is he doing it or is that bullshit?
That's a great question.
There was an explanation.
What was the explanation?
If it's the same one that he gives you as he gave us.
Okay. Did he use us as a reference?
Oh, I would assume so.
Yeah. And
I think he might be weaseling his way into this.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Now I'm really intrigued. What's the egg timer?
How much time?
I'm going to say 7.5 minutes.
7.5?
There's got to be a story here. Plus, we have to hear him. We have to hear him act as if he knows what's going on there in Carter. That'll take 2 minutes.
Is he not going to answer now?
Is the egg timer going?
Yeah, I started.
Every ring he doesn't answer, he loses. Because he is being egg timered like nobody's been egg timered.
Probably
please leave your message.
Fiddler on the roof.
He's too busy.
I get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
What?
First of all, Rick, you're way overmodulated on your message. Have you listened to your outgoing message? Wasn't that overmodulated?
Yes, we've already wasted 32 seconds on the egg timer.
Yeah, the egg timer is rolling, Rick. If you don't call back, there's going to be nothing left on the egg timer to discuss and promote what should be a good little moneymaker for you and hopefully for Denny McClain. So call us back. I hope the egg timer's not up. Thanks, Rick. What in the hell else is he doing?
Fiddler on the roof.
Could be something to do with the Ming Dynasty.
Or that.
There's some more sports stuff. Is there an NBA game? Is the Lakers game tonight? Or Friday
tonight.
Night?
I thought it was tonight. I don't know.
Thursday night? Okay. The Lions are talking to free agent defensive end Jabal Sherrd.
Oh, that guy. Yeah,
just
great.
The guy to turn this mix around and somehow make it all come together, Jabal Sherrd.
Great.
He, ironically, and what's the chance of this? He last played for the New England Patriots.
Great.
Who's Jabal Sherrd?
I've never heard of him.
I really believe that if the Lions and the Patriots traded uniforms this week, and all the Patriots played for the Lions the rest of the season. And we'll give them a little training camp, too, to learn the new system, which I'm sure is just like the Patriots because it's all Patriots all the
time. Same attitude, same everything.
I think we'd go 7-9, 6-10 with the Patriots roster.
Yeah, because NFL rosters are pretty, they're pretty equal.
It might be 5-11.
No,
I don't know. I think the Patriots are going to be good this year.
I would say with that roster, it would only be about 2 games better than whatever the Lions are.
What?
Yeah, I think
you're
most,
giving
I
Bill
think most
Belichick a 2-game edge on.
No, I just mean the talent on the rosters. I think Belichick gives them a much greater advantage and his coordinators.
How good do you think they're going to be this year?
New England?
Yeah.
Well, considering how pumped Belichick was post-game of a game they lost because he likes where that team is, I think they're going to be pretty damn good. But I like Cam Newton, so I'm a little blurred
him
on it.
I think he's really good. I like him a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a tough one.
I mean, I thought that this could be the perfect time to separate with Tom Brady and to bring in a guy who's much younger and really can run the ball. And he has been running the ball a lot. So I'm very intrigued to see what happens.
They'll probably win the East, them or Buffalo. I would think it's them. I don't know if they can get by Kansas City. I really like Pittsburgh.
God, I wish there was some way we could actually make that happen where the Lions would coach the Patriots roster.
That would be fun.
And Belichick. How cool would that be?
That'd be great.
Think there's any way it could happen? No.
I don't know. How much money does Sheila Ford Hemp have? Oh, here comes Rick.
Oh, maybe it's what's the egg timer at? 3.5 minutes?
I don't know if that's Rick's number or not. Hang on. Hello? Yeah, hi. Who is this?
Did you call me?
What a dick.
Rick, the egg timer, you just lost 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's been rolling since we dialed your number. Where were you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to shop and eat, too, you know. I mean.
I thought maybe Aaron needed to beat off real quick and you had to monitor it.
Yeah. Did you get him to beat off yet?
I don't get involved in that shit.
Yeah, right. I thought you were his PR guy.
Yeah, but not for that crap. I don't get involved in that.
What?
But the guy's making money, man.
Is he? Cam Soda? How much is he making?
You know what, Drew? I don't know.
But you know, I know he's making money.
Man, because them guys do that shit and they make money.
Yeah, but he didn't even beat off. He said he was going to beat off and he didn't beat off.
How about the second time?
I don't know. Did he beat
did
off?
Did he beat off?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Did he?
Well, I'm assuming if he says he's going to pound off and he doesn't, and then people are going to go, oh, fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah. You got to give him something.
Oh, man. What kind of refund would you ask for? A non-beat-off refund? What would the...
Well, yeah, he's not living up to his end of the deal.
Yeah, Rick, you're a businessman. Wouldn't you be... would you provide that kind of service for your audience?
No, I'd give him the full gun show, baby.
Oh, gross.
Well, why'd you ask then, Mark?
I didn't ask. Drew asked.
Oh, well, Drew, I'd give him the full show, baby.
Where's my dick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd give him the full show. So, how are you guys doing? What's going on?
Rick, I just want to say this.
Ah, cool mushroom tip.
Rick, what if... what if we got you on Cam Soda, and we got enough of our audience to... what would Rick charge?
What? Off?
Well, no, let's just say he's doing something on Cam Soda. We won't be totally
specific.
Oh, it'd
be a lot of money,
cents?
Guys.
Let's say we charge like...
20 cents. Listen, Mark, nobody would even pay 20 cents to fucking see you. So at least I'd still be making more than you.
Okay. How you're measuring yourself? Cool.
Let's say Rick offers a bargain of $15 a month on Cam Soda. But of course, really, people are just going to watch for one time just so they can make fun of Rick afterwards.
Yeah.
So let's say we got like...
Thanks, Drew.
If we got 5,000 people in our audience to go to buy Cam Soda to watch Rick,
yes.
That'd be 75 grand. Are you telling me you wouldn't do that?
Keep going a little bit higher, and I probably would.
You would beat off.
Come on,
you beat off for
you're
7 grand.
I want to hear from people.
Close.
Please email me. Would you pay the $15 just for
just to make Rick beat off?
Just to watch Rick beat off. I mean, there'd be some great screenshots.
It definitely would be good screenshots.
Beat red face.
Oh my god, that's so funny, you guys.
By the way,
you should see me have sex with myself.
That would be hilarious.
I was speaking of screenshots. This wasn't really a screenshot, but I saw the funniest thing. It was divers like with their hands on their knees.
Oh, the jackknife.
Yeah, the jackknife position. And they photoshopped them so they were sitting on the toilet. It was so fucking funny. Wait, I got to show you a few of these.
Well, that's kind of like, Rick used to fight all those toilets.
I laughed my ass off.
Every time I fought him, I beat him too.
Yeah,
Rick, if you did that thing just to sort of as a wink to our audience, you'd have to do it in front of a toilet or have a toilet in the background.
It definitely would have to be a toilet, yes.
What was Rick's toilet in the picture of? Was he trying to sell his
picture,
house or something?
Every picture on his Facebook, he had a toilet in the background.
I know. You know what they always say? The bathroom has the best lighting.
He says that.
That's his 7.5 minutes. That's a really funny picture.
Oh my god!
All right, I'm gonna reset the egg timer. How much more time are you giving him? Because we haven't even gotten to the main subject.
Okay, let's go with 6 minutes.
Oh boy!
Look at this guy in the toilet. Look at this diver in the toilet.
Because they're all making very labored faces.
Really good.
That's funny.
I can't believe you guys got poor Trudy involved in this.
That's gotta be the picture that they put. You put all of our faces on those guys on the toilet.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
So okay, Rick, we heard that you are handling Denny McLean's memorabilia sale, his 3-day estate sale, October 2nd through the 4th. In Wixom.
Memorabilia. So, okay, so I'm not handling
it? Let Drew finish the plug.
What do you mean you're not handling it?
Oh, go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? Fuck you, Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
It's a 3-day estate sale, October 2nd through the 4th, 11 to 4 p.m. at his home in Wixom.
Yes.
Okay, so Rick, are you handling this?
I will be there to help Denny with customers and yes.
Boy, that was a very non-yes or no answer. I will be help Denny handle customers.
I'm not sure what...
Okay, let me rephrase this. Drew, I will be there to counsel and help and take money and sell Denny McClain's shit. How's that? That sound better?
No, are you in charge of... I mean, essentially, someone is hired to oversee an event like this, and you are that person that Denny has chosen?
No, not over, no. He has an estate... He actually has an estate company doing it, but I called and I talked to him because I actually know these people.
What, the estate people?
Yes, I know them.
You do? I see.
Yes. And I told him, I will come and I'll help you. And Denny's like, I could use your help, Rick. And I said, yeah.
Wait, in that voice.
Didn't the estate people say, well, what do you mean? We have people for that. This is what we do. So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but it's not what they do. They don't know memorabilia.
That's true, and Rick does.
It's not their business.
Rick does know that.
So of all the memorabilia people they could have chosen, they chose you?
He did. Denny did. Denny did. To him, yes.
Really? Did you drop our names?
You know I will, and of course I did. I said, man, we need to have Drew, Mark, and Trudy out there, because now Eli's going to be there doing the show. So
does Brandon know that?
How's he doing that? That's interesting, because that would be 2 to 4 and 11 to 4. It kind of...
It's really
10 to 4, I think, Drew. I think it's 10 to 4.
It encroaches on the studio.
But it does say that Eli and them are going to be there, him and Bob.
Bob Page is going to be there?
Well.
Bob. Well, who's the other Bob?
He's coming in from out of state? Bob Page.
He'll be on Zoom.
Oh, yes. Okay.
How much are you charging Denny, Rick?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Really?
No. I'm going to help him out, man.
Really? You just wanted to help?
Yeah.
I dare ask this question. What's in it for Righteous Rick?
I get to collab with Denny and hang out with him, and he's been wanting to do something with me for a while, so.
Did you just say collab?
Yeah.
Collaborate, get together.
What are you, a YouTube influencer?
I love when Rick gets in business mode. He's a businessman.
Yes.
I am a businessman.
Are you going to pick out selected pieces for yourself, possibly?
Now, if I can do that, absolutely. Oh, yeah, and I did actually ask him about his World Series ring. But of course, he's leaving that for his grandson. So
I see.
Which I figured he would.
Okay, now let's just say that I want to buy Denny's MVP from 1968. What do you think I'm going to need? How high am I going to have to go for that?
He's not selling it.
First off, you have to get it out of Rick's trunk.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, exactly. He's not selling it, Drew.
What about his Cy Young from 68 or 69?
No.
No?
He's not selling them. No.
Well, what's he already, just... He's just dumping his crap?
Well, he's got, like, a ton of stuff, Drew. He's got autographed Mickey Mantle bats, Ted William bats. He's got Disney Dean stuff.
Okay, what about the... I heard there's an autographed picture of Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle signed by both.
Yes.
What's that? I want to buy that. What should I start at?
If it's a 16 by 20, both of them, probably 600.
16 by 20?
600 would be a good buy. I think it's a 16 by 20. Yeah.
What if it's not a 16 by 20?
Then it would be less. Like if it's 8 by 10 or 11 by 14.
Okay. So 600, wow, that's pretty cheap. I thought I'd get a lot more for that.
Sid Mantle and Ted Williams.
Wow, that's great.
I'm looking online, and a lot of people are selling, you know, Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle autograph picture, and they have it at $1,300.
Yeah.
Wow, you're really lowballing. Why are you lowballing so much?
Because if you have an estate sale for 3 days and you want to sell your crap, as you call it, then you price it to sell. It's not a museum.
Is the picture framed?
$5 to come look at your stuff. This is a sale.
Do you think,
here to sell.
Is there a cover charge?
Yeah. She's you get the VIP treatment for $400.
Wait, what?
Huh?
What's the VIP treatment?
What do I get?
For 3 days, it says something about a VIP. It's $400.
Oh, you mean to go in before everybody else and have
you
first
get to
pets?
Go in before everybody out? Yeah. Just like they did with Motown
and Cedar Point.
Oh, did you do the Motown one?
No, that was the same company that's doing it.
But what's the advantage of going in? Because you can buy it first, or because you're not going to tell us everything that he has?
I don't have it. Yeah, because you get to go in You get to go in. You know how people are, Drew. If they think they can pull shit over you or get something before you, people will pay money.
You know it well.
I do know it well.
It sounds
Mark.
Like a scam business. Rick, I have one important question. Were you just talking to someone else while you were talking to us?
Yeah, I'm actually talking to Susan because we were in the store, yeah.
So you called us back at your convenience, and yet you were still having conversations with other people while we're on the phone.
Okay, Drew Lane, listen to me, buddy.
Whoa, full name. Whoa. That's 6.5 right there.
Whoa.
Never know. Sorry, Rick.
Is there anything else we need to know?
From Rick?
Yeah. Do we have all the information? Rick, do we have everything we need to know?
I think we're good to go. Have everybody go up to Denny's house. And get some stuff.
Okay. And for the $400, do I get to hang out with Denny?
Of course you do.
I do.
Do I have to hang out with you?
Yes, you get to hang out with me,
no,
too.
No, have to.
No, you don't have to do anything.
Hey, Rick, since it's a memorabilia sale, would it be gauche if I walked in there and I pay my $400 because I want to hang out with Denny and I want to hang out with Righteous Rick and Eli and Bob and everybody else that you say are going to be there? Can I ask Denny for his autograph?
Yeah, I think they're $25.
What? But I'm just hanging out. I already paid $400.
Well, then we're going to have to do something to get you an autograph, Drew. We're going to have to talk to certain people.
Okay, just asking.
Do you expect to sign any autographs, Rick?
No, this is Denny's gig, guys. Okay.
You're not
going to
steal his thunder?
Well, maybe a
Thunderfoot?
Little bit. Maybe. Well,
what if somebody... What if somebody had a great action shot of you baby kicking someone in
a
cage match? Would you sign it?
Yeah. Or are you on the toilet?
It would probably be on the toilet. That would be the best one, yes.
Hey, Rick, I noticed that you're still suspended from Twitter. How come that hasn't been removed yet?
Dude, you know what? I don't know. I filed the little thing and told them they're full of shit. What the fuck are you thinking?
I guess that might
nice
that,
job.
That
Rick,
might be why.
Back.
Hey, Twitter, you're full of shit.
Yeah, no, I told them, I said, you're wrong, what you did was wrong, so.
And they said, no, it wasn't, you're still suspended.
Well, I haven't heard anything, so it's I like guess that's, so. that's my answer.
I'm trying to remember, Rick, what did they say you did wrong that you say you didn't do wrong?
You know me, man, I'm always arguing with some idiot, and I told them to get fucked, and they don't like it.
Rick, well, wait, no. But people tell people to get fucked on Twitter all the time.
Maybe they just have it out for me, Drew. You know how people are. They just got it out for me.
Could anything that you said have been construed as a threat, possibly?
Everything.
Allegedly, Trudy, yes.
Everything he says is a threat, Trudy.
Allegedly.
They just don't understand, you know, you, that you don't really mean
it. Yeah, they don't understand a loudmouth Italian. Exactly.
Okay, can you explain why you told someone to fuck off?
Yeah, so they were screwballing with me with this stupid, dumbass phone, like always.
That fucking phone.
Back to the phone.
It's like the idol in the Brady Bunch.
Did they say something?
I swear to God, yes. The idol. Bring it back. Yes.
Rick, what was it you were objecting to? I mean, anybody who says anything in Twitter is probably screwing with your phone, but I mean, what did they say?
Oh, you're a fucking asshole. You had Aaron's phone fucking trying to
set
him
up.
Off? Fuck you.
I think you're really ugly.
If they called you a fucking asshole, why wouldn't they be booted?
Exactly, Drew. You see the conspiracy theories coming here? Yeah.
I think we're only getting one side
of
the story.
I'm not sure we're getting the entire story.
Are we only getting one side of the story, Rick?
I just told people to get fucked and said a bunch of shit, and they cry like babies. You know people on the internet? Bunch of fucking babies.
You want to go?
I want to know what Rick, quote-unquote, said a bunch of shit is.
Rick, when was the last time you let...
That might be it.
Rick, when was the last time you let something go?
Say that again, Mark. I didn't hear you.
When was the last time you let something go?
Today when I talked to you and I got mad at you, I let it go.
Okay.
All right, Rick.
I'm kidding.
So, Rick, how much... Are you having a meeting with Denny to get properly prepared and to show him your organizational skills before this event?
Tell him Tuesday, and then I'm just going to show up on Friday and help him.
Just show up? Wait, there's no pre-planning?
This is Rick's way of getting out of the $400.
Well, now, what if somebody, and this could be anybody, just walks in and goes, oh, Rick, you do a lot of memorabilia stuff. You know what? I'm looking for and they're looking for something that you actually are, you have, would you make that sale on the spot, or would you say, hey, this is Denny's thing, I'm not stealing his thunder?
Well, yeah, I can't do that. That's not cool. It's Denny's sale.
Have you thought of asking Denny if you could set up a booth?
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a draw.
He's trying to sell all his shit, you guys. That wouldn't be cool.
Man, no, I feel like...
But it might draw more people in there to see his stuff.
Well, just that's saying. What I was thinking, Drew. See, you think like I do. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Should bring it up with Denny. Right.
I can have my stuff set up. Oh, I got some fantastic baseball memorabilia. So,
what do you got?
Come on, man. From Christy Mathewson to Cy Young. Come on, man. I
what do you have Cy Young's?
Oh, come on. I got autographs and all kinds.
Cy Young's autograph.
You do not have Cy Young's autograph.
Really?
Yeah, seriously, really. You don't.
I want a forensic accountant.
Or it's some guy you met and he just wrote Cy Young. Well,
Drew, yes.
Drew, let me tell you this because you're a sports guy. And this is no shit. I saved a 1905 cabinet photo of Christy Mathewson that was found in an attic. And I found it, and I saved it, and I sold it. And it was the most beautiful cabinet photo you've ever seen. It was when Christy Mathewson was here in Armada in 1905 after the World Series hunting. And it was a gorgeous photo, and I found it. And
where'd you find it?
So this guy that I know, his great-great-grandpa played on the team. So I think Christy must have... when they took the photo after the games, he must have gave everybody like a cabinet photo.
Right.
And you know the beautiful silver Gliotin photos back in the turn of the century? Oh, they're beautiful.
Not really, but so what this guy just said, this is a piece of shit photo of Christy Mathewson. I'm going to throw it out. And you said, oh, I'll take that.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. He said, would you give me $40 for it? And I said, send it to me, yes.
What did you sell for?
$5,500.
$3,500?
$5,500.
Did you tell the guy?
It's not his business.
Why it's not his business?
You sold it to me. I sold it. I knew what it was. Not
yeah,
mine,
but
you know,
$40. Wow. That's...
Yeah, $40. He didn't want it.
Well, he didn't know how much it was worth.
I didn't know it was worth that much, Mark. I knew it was worth thousands, but I didn't know. You know, he sold me a 1904 Michigan State team photo and a production line autographed jersey too. So.
What did he sell you that for?
$200.
Why is he charging you more for that crap than for a guy in 1905 who's a Hall of Famer?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm questioning who exactly Rick is dealing with on the sales
because
end.
Some people, Drew, you know what? People just don't know. Like,
so you take advantage of them? Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's the thing. In 1905... Christy Mathewson just won the World Series. They didn't have a series in 04. He was the most famous person in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very, very boring. I've got to get out of this conversation.
Sorry, did you say something?
Come on, man.
Rick, the Cy Young autograph now. Some people are saying the Cy Young autograph is a bartender in Clinton Township named Cy Young. Is that true?
That's her name.
That's Simon Young.
All right, Rick. We'll look forward to seeing you there. If I just want to go and check everything out, is there a cover charge?
No, not for you, Drew.
No, I'm not saying for me. If Joe Blow is listening right now, he goes, I want to go see Denny's house and hang out with Denny and Rick. Can they just walk in?
No, you just... I think you have to come get a ticket, and then you have to wait in line like everybody. But I don't think there's a charge just to come in, no.
How long the line is there going to be? What do you mean, buy a ticket for what?
No. There's a VIP for $400.
I know, but I don't want the VIP. I just want to come in and check it out.
No, you have to just come get a ticket and get in line.
Well, how much is a ticket?
No, they don't cost nothing. But if you
why
want
do you
Denny,
need a
Denny,
ticket?
Why would you make someone come and get a ticket?
Make this come back. I feel like you being part of this has made it a lot harder for everybody.
Okay, Mark, listen, because you've obviously never been to an auction. You can't have 600 people in a house at the same time. So they go by numbers. They might only let 10, 15 in at a time.
Okay, so the answer is I can't just stop by and come in.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
I thought you needed a ticket for an assigned time.
Get a ticket and like for your seat on the couch. the left front couch situation.
Listen, no, it's not for
me. It's not me. It's anybody. Joe Blow is listening right now going, oh, I'd like to see that stuff. I think I'll stop by Young's house.
Cy Young from Clinton Township wants to stop by.
Yes, the bartender.
Yeah, the bar. His name is Simon. You'd have to get a ticket to get in line, yes. Because they're going to have a shit ton of people there, and he can't have everybody in.
We understand. You act like there should be a line to Plymouth Township.
I mean, it could be.
Okay, if there's no line, if there's no line, can I just stop in and check it out?
Yes, you can. Okay. You bet you can.
Okay, yeah. No charge, no ticket.
Not Drew, but Cy Young from Clinton Township.
And you actually print tickets that you give to people who don't pay anything for it. It's just the ticket saying you can come at this time.
It's like a deli ticket.
Yeah, like a deli, you know, allegedly.
Place in line.
Take a number.
No, or like at the DMV. It's like a DMV ticket.
Yeah,
if you come there, they'll give you a ticket with a number.
Wait.
And you have to wait.
Can I do the ticket online so I can just come when my ticket's time is available?
Yeah, I think, yes, I think, I you have to go to the, look up Denny. Oh my God, it's plastered everywhere. WXYZ's talking about it.
Well, then why don't you know? Then why can't you give me the details?
Because I'm not.
Well, can you go to one of the places that's plastered everywhere and tell me?
WXYZ, you saw it, Drew. Come on.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the website is. I'm trying to help. Jesus.
Maybe if you had her Twitter, you could tweet it out too.
God, you're a dick, Mark.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
All right, I'll just figure that out. I will see it plastered everywhere, and I'll know.
Are masks mandatory?
You know damn well people are going to wear masks.
I didn't ask that. I asked if it was mandatory.
I would assume probably.
I tell
you, we've given you a lot to think about. I hope the next time we call you, there are clearer answers to some of these questions.
Okay, next time you call me, Drew, I'll have every question answered in detail for you.
Okay. Rick, have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Okay, stay safe. Bye, Trudy.
We'll see you.
Bye, Rick.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
See you. Later. I do not need to know
every single detail. It's been 5 minutes that I've listened to the story. He has the slipperiest answers for everything.
Oh, what the hell's going on?
Why?
It's just plastered everywhere. Then go where it's plastered and tell me.
Why does everything go in circles?
I don't know. That's why the egg timer. God, not egg timer.
He violated it twice.
He did. I know. It's ridiculous. I'm thinking of suspending myself from the show. Who the Lions play Sunday?
I have no idea.
Everyone's lost.
I have no idea.
Oh, they're playing Arizona.
Oh, that's right. Cardinals.
Is it at home? It should be at home, right?
I think it's in Arizona.
Well, were there last year?
I don't know.
That's insane.
I only know that because I think Sean said he had to go to Arizona. Yeah, it's in Arizona.
2 years in a row?
Uh-huh.
That's weird, isn't it?
Maybe if they actually win, they won't have these loser schedules.
Are they favored?
I would think Arizona would be favored, right?
They're 2-0. Arizona's 2-0.
That's what I mean. So wouldn't they be favored?
Is it New Orleans at home, I believe, after that? And New Orleans has lost a game. Yeah. I don't know how good New Orleans really is.
I think they're pretty good.
Anyway, okay, and there's basketball tonight, and I'm sure there's basketball this weekend. And anything else going on this weekend? I mean, not like there's stuff going on like normal, but just trying to think of no Big Ten football. The Hokies are playing.
Well, the SEC starts.
Oh!
Notre Dame is not playing.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Because of COVID.
They haven't done too well with COVID at Notre Dame, I see.
Not really, but no one knows because, you know, private school. Although they do have their dashboard.
But Notre Dame was playing who?
Oh, wow, breaking news. I didn't even know this. The Pac-12 is going to play a 7-game
slate
starting in November.
November?
Yeah.
Why are they starting in November? That's ridiculous.
Well, because I don't know if you remember.
COVID's going to be raging.
When they suspended the season, the Big Ten, when they suspended it, the teams kept training. But the Pac-12, from what I've read, when they suspended the season, they shut everything down.
What kind of a half-assed conference is that?
Yeah. When's it going to be done?
They shut everything down? What, everybody just started eating like a madman and didn't do any workouts? That's crazy.
November 6th is when they fired up.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, when did the Big Ten say they were playing? Like a week ago, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So why does it take two more weeks, 2 weeks longer
for... They're always gone.
Oh, my God.
And then, meanwhile, Colorado football part of the Pac-12 has been ordered to halt practices that just started back up.
Are you kidding me? Oh.
Season fun.
Okay. Well, I need to tell you about the fact that water is everywhere in your home, leaky sink, washing machine, behind your fridge, under your dishwasher. Keep an eye out for water in your home, not just floods. Water is the enemy, and Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you, and help you with mold, to help you with anything that generally creates an emergency. So put 877-JOB-DONE on your refrigerator, or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. And not just water, maybe you have COVID issues in your workplace or your work vehicles or maybe somewhere else, and you want to get disinfected, and they do that too. So call 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's see, I did Zot Ford, right? Yes. Well, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram want you to know that they're kicking off their Jeep Celebration event. It's going to be off the hook. If you love performance and fully off-road capable vehicles, then Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram has you covered. Starting with the new 2020 loaded Jeep Compass, as low as $155 a month. Then there's the 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, four-wheel drive, as low as $249 a month. If you need a truck, go lease a 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4, as low as $188 a month. If you want pure performance, pour it into an SUV that drives like a sports car, lease a 2020 Dodge Durango GT at just $343 a month. You know, I think it was a Dodge I saw on the news. Did you guys see the story about the guy who the cops pulled over, and this guy just did a roaring donut? And went in the other way, just a roaring donut U-turn, just rubber all over the place, and then was going like 100 miles an hour, and he turned down a dead-end street.
Oh.
Got to the end of the street. You guys didn't see this video?
No.
It was pretty cool. I mean, this guy was driving like a madman. I mean, changing lanes like crazy and, you know, dodging cars, and he goes, drives down a dead-end street. The good news is that his car wasn't injured at all.
Wow.
So he stopped his car, jumped out, and bolted. And this guy was really, he looked like he was hustling. But, of course, they caught him. Uh-huh. And they had a little of the audio of the officer's microphone as he was coming back to the police car. He said something like, the car just took off on me. It just, the car went crazy. Like he had no control over the car.
Oh, I believe it. I totally believe
maybe
it.
Maybe Elon Musk just took control of it or something.
No, the car was a Dodge, right? It was possessed.
It was definitely possessed. A Dodge, and that car flew. I mean, that was a great ad for Dodge. That was the whole point I was trying to make. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that Dodge Durango GT, $343 a month, and you know the game, no Zot spot is complete without talking about the Jeep Wrangler. You want them, Zot's got them. Plus, you still have time to custom order a Wrangler to your perfect specs. So get details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Trudy, what's going on with Dr. Roche?
I was thinking just now, what thing on someone's body would you think of fixing first if you could, you know?
Whose body are we fixing?
You know, just, you know, any body, like if you look at yourself in a full-length mirror, what would you fix first? And you know?
I'd say I was wrong first.
For women.
I would guess to fix... I think most women think that they need to lose 10 pounds.
Sure.
If I had to guess.
And you can put yourself under Evolve, and you can take the first steps for making that happen. It tightens, it tones, and it trims. And the 10 pounds will come off with the trim. The tone will help the underlying muscle and tightening your skin so that you don't have that floppy skin all over the place. Abs and arm toning is what Evolve is all about, and they have introductory prices now. Actually, a $5,300 value for $2,500. You can call for a teleconsultation. Have them explain it to you. 248-338-1110 at Dr. Roche. Plus, they also have, I was thinking maybe you would gravitate to boobs, but boobs are also really big.
Well, you said, I don't know what she needs fixed. So right. If I just had to make a general guess, and I always think women overrate their weight. They always think they're heavier than they really are.
Do ya?
I do.
You're the nicest. Fall specials.
And I don't like too thin. Too thin to me is like skin and bones.
Yeah, no.
No appeal to me.
It looks very awkward. Although, if you're an influencer, that's what you're going for. But if you want a perky new look, breast implants, or if there's been a little gravitational pull, breast lifts, $3,500 fall special for your sweater potatoes at Dr. Roche.
Hey.
Give them a call, 248-338-1110, or see what's there on their website at droche.com. So, cool.
Okay. Well, you know, how delightful last night, or let's see, Wednesday night, AGT has the big finale, and they've got the spoken word guy, and then they have
a spoken word guy.
A spoken word guy.
It's not talent.
He did poetry and he did word.
I think that show's done then.
Yes, so
I know. I really question this, and I was talking to somebody who was saying they were not happy that spoken word was even in the finals, and they couldn't believe.
I can't believe it's even on the show.
Henry Rollins did spoken word.
He did.
Henry, I thought he was good at that.
He rocked spoken word like nobody, but. They also had Archie Williams, who spent 37 years in prison.
Very well spoken and on point.
Yeah.
37 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. And so Archie was going up in the finals. And I figure, Archie's got to win. I mean, 37 years in prison. And not only that, he is a good singer. And he was going to sing a song that I think is a great, great song. Tom Mazzaway doesn't like it. He's about the only person that doesn't like it. So, just to inspire Archie, they got, of all people, Meghan Markle to make a surprise appearance on AGT. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God. How many people did she have to bug to get this done?
All through this season, Archie, your story and your talent have touched and inspired people around the world. And we have a message for you from a very special fan.
She doesn't watch the show.
She has no idea who he is.
Take a look.
Oh, pause your
second. Hi, Archie. I just wanted to let.
She's wearing a $1,070 silk shirt, a Victoria Beckham. Mm. A $158 set of black leather leggings.
Shut up, Meg.
And most disturbing, she's wearing leather pants.
I know. That part actually looks good.
Wait, leather leggings?
Here, I'll show you. Trudy.
I wasn't kind of confused about that because they said she had leather pants on.
Leather leggings or pants are the big deal nowadays.
Though. And by the way, this is not an outfit the Queen would approve of.
And there was, not to mention it's on America's Got Talent.
There was a long derailing in the story about how Meghan couldn't believe that she couldn't wear blue jeans with holes in the knees or something, and apparently
get holes there.
She married Prince Harry and had no idea that there was some sort of, you know, there's any sort of decorum about being a royal. She just never crossed her mind, even though I guess she just thought that anytime she gets married, it should be on worldwide TV. But she had no idea.
Or dated. I mean, when they started dating, it was all worldwide news.
Oh, God, this woman.
You are fake news.
So anyway, now she gets to be herself. It's so wonderful. She's earned it all. And now she's condescendingly, in my opinion, telling Harry how, or not Harry.
Archie,
how proud she is of him.
Take a look.
Hi, Archie. I just wanted to let you know that we've been so moved by your story, and we have been cheering you on every week.
I love these strategically placed books. Behind.
I just noticed that, Mark. Women. A book about women.
That's all it's titled, and the one above it's The Black Godfather.
Okay. Good for her. I'm so proud of her.
It's not just because we're partial to the name. So a very special message to you. That I will probably be saying all of my life, but on this night, it's specifically for you. Archie, we are proud of you.
Why don't you just bring them out?
We are rooting for you, and we can't wait to see what you do. We're in your corner. Have a good night.
Oh, she didn't watch. She has no idea.
Stupid. Yeah, she and Harry watch AGT. They've been following Archie.
No, she has bullshit. No idea.
Okay,
who that is.
Can you pull up Archie singing Blackbird?
Yeah.
He did Blackbird last night. There's a little changes. Archie Williams. I didn't know how I felt about
it. What, do you want to lock him up again?
No, I don't want to lock him up. I might want to put him on probation.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Is he that good a singer?
That song is moving, no matter who sings.
Well, it is a guy in prison for 37 years for crime he didn't commit, singing Blackbird, which is a song about freedom. And
oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah, that didn't work.
Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
But still, you know, after 37 years of prison and he's out, he's on AG. He has to win, right? He has to win. There's no way you can't deny him against a spoken word guy.
You're only waiting.
Let's see how he does.
To be free.
Yeah, because that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Yeah, he's not.
This is falsetto. This is falsetto.
He's not very good at all.
I thought he was very ordinary.
Honestly, has America run out of talent? It's down to this guy and a spoken word?
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
I mean, he's not bad, but he's not great.
Take these broken wings.
Gotta hear the ending, though.
I think I could play this on the piano, by the way. This version.
On your life.
Big ending, Archie.
You, boy.
You are only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Heads up.
Blackbird fly.
Oh.
He's really making it his own, though.
Blackbird
by sounding very generic.
Into the light of a dark black.
Hey, a black guy.
Ooh, fun.
All my life.
Wait, my life? That's not the words.
I was only waiting for this moment to be free.
I was only waiting. Is it not?
I was only waiting.
Oh, so what? He's making it his own. Who cares if he changes the words?
You like that?
I just don't like it the way he sung it.
Trudy?
I don't know. I...
You want some more talent? I want some.
Is he pandering a little bit?
Well, I think he deserves to pander.
Yeah, if anybody's allowed to, it should be that guy. Too bad he can't sing.
He's really not that great a singer. The story's incredible, though. He has to win, right? He had Meghan Markle on there. He's the same name as her
child.
That's
why he lost.
I know.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all.
Wait, the public does vote, right?
I have no idea.
Don't they?
Because
I think it says not tabulating the votes. Or is it the judges and the public both?
No, the public must vote.
I wonder if she crushed him. Maybe she ruined it for him. Can we hear Archie? Oh, not Archie. Brandon Leak? Because I swear to God, I think he does spoken word. I just wanted to hear what he did that was so incredible that people are going to stand in line in Las Vegas, like they're going to stand in line at Denny's house to see Archie or Brandon Leak.
Brandon Leak.
Okay.
Have you guys seen this at all?
No,
I just heard it was spoken word and someone
Jesus
was appalled.
Jesus loves me. Yes.
Wait, what?
Jesus loves me.
He's doing this song?
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. I listen to your mother sing this song to you every night.
Boring.
And the craziest part is, you ain't gonna remember any of this. All these moments we share will simply slip into the forgotten pages of the past for you.
Yawn.
But only for you. Because I will never forget. Never forget all the things that you made me feel, how I was already in love with you before I could ever
boring.
Hold you as your mother.
As a Muslim, I vote thumbs down.
Existence, I prayed for you. The best way I knew how. By praying for me.
Who gives
praying
a
my
fuck?
Inadequacies not
how'd this guy get to the
legacy?
Finals?
I'm telling you,
that
America has no more talent.
I carry me to cemetery not. Before they ever become hereditary.
We've tapped all the talent in this country.
Because I don't want to play
A-G-N-M-T.
One day have to come back to weed. What I'm saying is, I never want you to be forced to pluck painful memories of me.
Are people
going to
pay money in Las Vegas to see this guy?
No. Yeah, this is exactly what people in Las Vegas want to hear.
Remember how sweet the spell is.
You know?
Never
come
forget
on.
The day you came into this world.
Listen to him. He's got the words to say.
Well, technically, it was my fault.
I don't think they'd pay to see Archie either. I hate to say it. I think you're right.
Anyway, I'll never forget holding you in my arms for the very first time. How your presence compelled time to stand still.
Is this a Hamilton-influenced thing?
Oh.
No.
No.
Hamilton, they don't talk. They sing the whole damn thing.
Saying, you're right, but...
You and I...
I think, is he just making this up as he goes along?
Yeah, that's an ass spoken word verse.
And the safety you felt. I wonder, could you see the fear that lied behind mine? The way daddy's life
was forever. Yeah, it's very, very, very boring.
Why is it mad on AGT?
I've got to get out of this conversation. What's wrong with this horrible
how far
person?
I still have to go to do what I've been called to do, to move where I've been called to move. But
do you win for having the longest performance?
There's no more time.
Maybe left. Everybody fell asleep and then they voted for him because they were embarrassed that they fell asleep during it. So they don't know what boring.
I mean, why not
missed.
Just give it to Archie? He's not a very good singer, but this is awful. So, you know, and Meghan Markle said she's for him and she's been following and she's proud of him.
Let's hear a little more, man. As
a child, I would pray for the earth in hopes that I could change it. And baby girl, you have become my world. And I know that if I can change your life for the better, that God must be real due to that answered prayer. So Aaliyah,
wow, very well
my
spoken
beautiful
and
daughter,
on point.
Be you. And whatever that entails, that
when the religious
be your
element
motor,
of it, maybe
be your God and your mother.
Well, I think I do think, and honestly, it's a spoken word to his daughter. So
because boo boo, this life will not
took a boo boo.
I have to boo boo.
Wait, the daughter's on stage.
No, it's just a story to her.
Queen, you must stand up.
Well, that's kind of pandering, bringing a daughter into it.
Does he even have a daughter?
Forensic accountant needed. I can't believe Archie lost.
Wait, here's his audition.
My name is Brandon Week. I am 27 years old, and I am from Stockton, California. I just left teaching high school English, and I am now a counselor at a local community college called Delta. I did grow up in a neighborhood where, like, drugs and gang violence were... Thieves that won't exit so painfully.
Here's a spoken word.
How did this guy get the second round?
Oh, let's see what the judges have to say. Maybe they...
I won't never regret these scars.
I won't never regret.
I'm just trying to hold on to you.
And scene. There's no applause.
Oh, what I'm most proud of is my penis.
Wow.
There's no crowd, is there? They have a crowd?
No, but, they have the crew
and the crowd didn't even know it was over. They were like, well, that's really shitty. Is there more coming?
Well, the judges didn't.
I didn't know it was over.
Tearing up.
My brother passed away the same year that your sister passed away.
Oh, it could have been her.
Yeah. I can feel your pain. I know what this is. I know what it is to...
Is that a judge?
Yeah, that's Sofia Vergara.
Without okay. you knowing. But it was very beautiful for me.
What an amazing tribute.
Fake!
There's something very, very special.
Who's
about
talking?
You. Thank you. Really.
I almost said
very
peers.
To judge. I shouldn't be judging it. I just want to compliment you on what you just did because it was extraordinary.
Thank you for so much.
Really.
Hey, here's a dumb question. Is this after Cowell's accident?
It's amazing to me that on season 15, yeah.
Looks like he's lost a lot of weight.
He did. He was on a diet.
Oh, okay.
In the way, it's like singing.
So it's funny. So that first one is to honor his dead brother. He did one to honor Ahmaud Arbery, and he did the one that he won was to
oh, so
a
he
message
had the
for
win.
His daughter.
Okay,
so.
Okay. I seriously, I was going, how could a spoken word person win America's Got Talent? Because the point of America's Got Talent is that
have talent.
They go on to something. Don't they give them a chance to do a show?
Maybe he could have put a sweet beat under it and wrapped it.
Oh, I see. So he was the person that they wanted to win.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be opening for Terry Fader.
But I just figured, okay, if you want the right person to win rather than, and I think you're right, America has got no more talent. Archie was in prison for 37 years. Shouldn't he just win because he gets the prize?
That, 37 yeah. years, he had plenty of time to practice.
Really, I mean, I
had all that time to work on his voice.
I hate to say it, but I really thought his singing was very ordinary.
I thought it was average.
Somebody will pick him up, though, don't you think? Like some record.
I don't.
Promotion.
I think it'd be really neat for a minute, and then it would go, oh, that singing's not that great. And, I can tolerate it.
No, Britney Spears' singing isn't that great, and she's made quite a career out of it.
She looks
a lot
like
in the
studio. She looks like Britney Spears.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay.
She
I can
looks
see.
Like Britney Spears. I can't believe spoken word won. I'm just flabbergasted by that.
I didn't know the whole story, so now that I know the whole story, I find
it's still spoken word.
It's believable.
You could have sang it. Maybe Archie should have sang his words. They could be a team together. That guy could write songs.
They could both win.
Yeah.
Except the problem is once Meghan Markle puts herself behind somebody, they have to lose.
Nice to know that she lost.
So
she doesn't have many victories,
nice going,
does
Markle.
She?
What except for all the money.
What victory? I suppose.
Okay, who is going to be the Supreme Court choice? Will it be Barbara Lagoa, the Cuban-American, who is... This is Saturday at 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you ever recall having a time set for the announcement ahead of time?
No. Yeah, but I don't know if that's normal or not. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it seems like it's to build audience.
Sure.
Yeah.
To get ratings.
But I don't remember him doing it for the other two.
I don't either.
This is different.
Barbara Lagoa is a Cuban-American who is the first Hispanic woman appointed as a Florida Supreme Court justice. I think she is the one that can't lose because you'd have to criticize a woman. You'd have to criticize the first Hispanic woman appointed to the Florida Supreme Court. She's been vetted thoroughly. She's a federal judge.
15 Democrats voted for her current position.
Well, I don't know how she could lose. Plus the other chick who's the favorite, which is Barrett. What's her name? Amy Coney Barrett. Her faith is being questioned.
You can't attack faith in this country.
She's a part of People of Praise, though.
Yeah.
And People of Praise, interesting, they will not confirm or deny her participation, which is pretty funny because she's been named and photographed in their online magazine, which has been deleted.
Oh.
Huh. She also was listed as a former Board of Trustees member from 2015 to 2017. So how can she act like she's not a part of people?
Are you part of the cult? Are you in a trance right now?
And the big gripe is that, well, I don't know what the big gripe, I mean, it sounds like it's a little rigid,
look, extremist.
Handmaid's Tale-y.
Well.
In fact.
Well, they used to refer to them as...
They claim,
didn't they?
There's a claim that it inspired The Handmaid's Tale, but the author, Margaret Atwood, said, no, that's not true. It's a combination of stories.
Yes, and, yes!
Men are called heads, women are called handmaids, but that's been stopped, too. So they've deleted all their crappy shit, so maybe...
maybe oh, God, warrior! Am I going to be a handmaid, then, after the...
If you join it.
No, not anymore.
To the election?
Now they're called leaders, I think.
Yeah, you'll just be a leader.
But I haven't
heard
of
serve your head.
I was expecting, because she's the favorite, that it would start to get real heavy, but I haven't heard that much heaviness yet. Is there anything more other than that this People of Praise thing is a bummer?
That's the only thing I've heard now. I'm sure they're gaining information on her.
It's a little tricky because they're females and also because they've been approved. I mean, I've already been vetted,
but
allegedly.
So was Kavanaugh. So was Gorsuch.
Well, Gorsuch, what was the problem with Gorsuch?
Nothing, really. I'm just saying that they, you know, most of them are approved up to a point. I bet you Bork had been approved, right? Didn't he? Isn't he the only one who
probably
got turned down? Was it Bork?
Yeah, Bork was Borked.
Hey, Bork. Hey, Bork.
He had weird hair.
He was not popular with a certain segment of society. So we found out today when we get our vaccines, I mean, if there's a vaccine and when there's a vaccine, we're going to get it in a certain order. And I see that some of us will be the last to get it. In fact, some of us will be getting it after prisoners get it.
Some of us will use our privilege and jump to the front of the line.
I don't know. I think you and Brandon will be waiting. I think there'll be prisoners getting vaccines.
Is it prisoners or is it prison workers?
Both.
Prisoners.
Oh, okay.
Yes, phase one will be health workers and first responders. Police! Those racists are getting it first!
This is everybody's reward for being the first responders out there.
Phase two is essential workers in the food supply chain.
Good.
Postal workers. Postal workers?
Good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Postal workers?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wait, what about like old people?
Well, old people can just sit at home. Postal workers have to, I mean, except for that 2 weeks when no mail got delivered.
Are postal workers really at that big a risk? I mean, I'm not trying to knock postal workers, but I'm just saying, okay, teachers, morticians, funeral home workers, and pharmacists.
Yeah.
Phase three, they finally, the most compromised people of all, the old people, finally get the vaccine. Children. I'm surprised children aren't in phase one. Shelters and group homes and prisoners. And then phase four is everybody else. Like you and Brandon.
Why aren't you including you? You're not getting it?
I'm an old person. I get it in phase three.
Did you get your flu shot yet?
No, I didn't, but I think I'm going to get it this weekend. I think I'll get it tomorrow, actually.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. No, I'm absolutely getting a flu shot. I am.
Slow down.
I tried. They were out. Couldn't be helped.
One place?
Well, it was a pharmacy.
No, I'm just giving you shit.
Let's see. What else is going on? Is there anything else?
No.
This weekend?
Nothing. My God. I'll save this for Sunday or Monday. I totally forgot I had this. There's a great story. I want to say it's in the Post, but it's something called they're calling it the New York City Fire Festival. It's another scam.
Oh, yeah. I saw that story, and I didn't get to read the story.
Drew, the story from beginning to end is just really funny. The quotes in it and everything. I meant to bring it up earlier, but I totally
spaced. Is it a big festival? Or was it supposed to be, or is it?
They're just going to use the term fire festival for any kind of scam, scam type event. But it's I don't want to spoil anymore because it's really funny. The story is.
Well, the cool thing about the fire festival is that it could actually happen because now with influencers and social media, anything can be. I mean, anything can be suggested.
Yeah, this doesn't even involve influencers or social media does come into play. Forgot about it's a great story.
Now what the ESPN reportedly declined comment on Mark Jones' police tweet. Veteran ESPN play-by-play guy Mark Jones has been very outspoken in wake of the Breonna Taylor grand jury ruling in Louisville. He's caught attention for some tweets about police brutality over the last few days.
He had a lot of tweets last night.
Police never saved me, never helped me, never protected me, never taken a bullet for me, he tweeted on Wednesday afternoon after the Taylor ruling was announced. Never kept me safe in a protest, never stopped the racist from taking my Black Lives Matter flag off my house. I could do without him. Day made another bold proclamation. Jones says he'll take his police escort to the game he is set to call Saturday to take the day off. What?
Yeah.
He'll tell the guy to take the day off.
He says he'd rather not have the officer shoot me because he feared for his life because of my black skin or other dumbish
because he didn't want to say shit. Dumbish.
His comments caused plenty of controversy. Well, you know, this is what I mean by, isn't it bad enough that Breonna Taylor that this happened? Why would this guy have to make it worse than it already is by acting like police are the worst people, have no value, can only murder you?
Remember, the main reason I gave it to you is because remember. Do you recognize the name?
Oh, Mark Jones. Yeah. Wait, he's the guy who
jumped over the reporter for tweeting out about the Denver NBA team and made the mistake and wrote the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy who had zero understanding for the fact that it was a simple mistake.
Sure.
And now I'm trying to remember what happened to the Denver guy. Did he lose his job?
No, he was the guy in Charlotte. He got fired. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I'm sure Mark Jones is real happy about that. So Mark Jones just wants revenge.
Well, I don't know if it's revenge, but he's definitely
was affected. I think it's revenge. It's when you go after somebody who has obviously mistyped something and to lose their job, or someone who mispronounces someone's name, like the guy in Rochester and the guy in St. Louis, I think that's just revenge. I don't even know. It's not even revenge. It's just basically striking out at someone who really has nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. Jones' tweets remain up, so it doesn't look like anyone's asked him to back off yet. Obviously, it's a very touchy subject for the network. I don't think it's very touchy. They seem to have one view of things. The grand jury decision, sometimes deeply emotional moment, Frank. Wow. That's wild, man.
And then Alyssa Milano denied the fact that she called 911.
What?
You didn't see that story?
She denied it?
Oh,
then why'd seven police cars come to her house?
Because her husband's the one that called 911.
Oh, so she didn't want him to call 911.
She's really splitting hairs, isn't she?
Are you fucking kidding me? Really?
Let me find
out. How can she live with someone who would dare to call the police for help?
Yeah. Well, like she wouldn't have known, too. Like, would you just call 911 or would you say, get your wife and go, oh, my God, this is going on right now?
Total bullshit. I mean, really, he wouldn't tell her that he's calling
the
police.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You'd be in a house where you think someone is shooting a gun outside, and you wouldn't tell the other person in the house that I'm calling the police because someone's shooting a gun outside.
So she tweeted, apparently right-wing media and trolls have decided that they should target me because my neighbor, oh, now she's saying it's her neighbor, called the police after seeing a person dressed in black holding a rifle behind my home where I live with my young children and husband. And she said, on Sunday morning as we were all getting ready to watch the Giants game, our neighbor spotted, quote, a man dressed in all black walking in the woods between our properties with a gun. As that is a rare sight in our parts, the neighbor was understandably alarmed, and she called the police. We then received a call alerting us to the potential situation and that officers have been dispatched. My husband subsequently called 911 to check on when police would be arriving.
Wait, why would he call 911 then? Wouldn't he just call the main number?
He wanted to know. I don't know. He wanted to know when they arrived.
He called 911. He called 911 because he was scared.
Yeah, but the neighbor started it. It was basically,
oh, fuck her. Like, you know, what a fucking bitch.
While he was on the line, they arrived. The responding officers were amazing and made my family and I feel safe and secured as we sheltered in place until we knew exactly what was happening.
Oh, she's lucky she wasn't murdered.
After searching the woods for some time, a man who fit the description called the police himself to say he had been hunting squirrels in the area and apologized for the commotion he had caused. I'd like to thank the brave men and women of the Ventura County Sheriffs, as well as all the other officers.
That's good they don't have anything else to do out in Ventura County where the entire place is burning down.
Seven police cars. Well, somebody definitely got them riled up because they don't send seven police cars.
This is the neighbor. It was the neighbor.
Yeah, right. Do the Magic and Boston play Friday?
Well, it's the Heat and
the Heat
in Boston.
Okay,
I'm assuming it would be Friday since they were last night. Lakers tonight.
All righty. Well,
they play Friday, not Saturday, when the SEC, all that SEC action's happening.
Wow, that's not cool. Oh yeah, because there's football at night too.
Yeah.
Is there football Friday night?
Probably.
Yeah, boy.
I mean, there's NFL tonight, too. Aren't you pumped up for the battle for Florida? Jaguars and Dolphins?
Is Tua going to play?
No.
Never? No? No way?
No. Well, no, I mean, not for this game. I mean, it's all Fitzpatrick and...
Boy. I got to tell you, the Lakers, with LeBron James and Davis and Nuggets in Game 2, and that was... I don't know if it was against football or not, but they had the lowest audience for an NBA Game 2 playoff game since 2003 when the Pistons played the Nets.
Wow.
I was wondering because when Boston and the Heat played, they said that was the lowest rated game since 2003, Game 2, and they didn't say what it was. And then the Lakers played, and they went lower than the Heat game. The Lakers had 3.17 million for a game that drew 7.88 million last year.
It was a great game, too. That was the one...
Anthony Davis won it with a three-pointer.
So that would have been opposite of the Seahawks-Patriots.
Yes. Pretty crazy. Anyway, have a great weekend.
See you!